Blog Talk Radio.
I want to welcome you to the Artist Roundtable tonight. It's been a few months since I've actually done this particular show. And, you know, I kind of just decided at the last minute. I've been good at that lately, just deciding at the last minute what show I want to throw up. I had originally said I wanted to do a show every single day for at least the half of the second half of the month of June. And I missed a couple of days because, scheduling issues with grandchildren or, just not feeling well. I've honestly not been well the last few days, but I am feeling pretty good today, and I'm just really, really inspired. There's a lot of things going on in my world. I've been, presented with some projects. I've been presented with some information that's just really, enlightening, and thought, you know what, let me just go ahead and throw up an artist roundtable and see if anybody will actually come and get on the air with me and, open up some dialogue around the struggles or triumphs about being an underground independent artist. So the call-in number is 347-857-1189. I welcome anybody to join me. It can be an artist. It could be a service provider to the artist. It could be the fans, because you, the fans, we'd love to honestly hear from you what it takes to really catch your attention and to gain your support. But until I get that first caller, I'm going to go ahead and play some tracks from, of course, some wonderful underground independent artists that have been coming my way here on Flavor News Radio. And we're going to start out today's show with a piece by Tamika Jones out of Washington, D.C., and this is called Really Wanna.
Thank you.
All right, that was Tamika Jones out of Washington, D.C. She is managed by Briggs Management, and I was really excited to find out that my girl Monica Monet down in Jacksonville, Florida, performed this past weekend with Tamika Jones down there. So it was an amazing experience, she said, and she was very, very thrilled, you know, to meet Tamika, to perform with her, and to meet Delonte Briggs from Briggs Management. Now I'm going to take you down to to Texas and play my boys Infamous B and Delon with their piece A Dream.
Did I tell you, man? That a dream don't last forever, baby. Only for the moment.
I'm not familiar with your nonsense, your comment. Regarding the beast that was convict, now we're using our consent. I'm a fan of this rap, ish. I love how the story pick. If you're rich or you poor, you are immune to this issue. Ooh. Now you see out the politics, we're building the confidence. The Congress of Vellum, a statement that started a conflict. So I respect it within that don't receive any comment. They vouch without an image like that visit is nonsense. I was losing my conscience as I think about content. I'm being one of your top picks that's written for a profit. I'm not familiar with magazines. Express our top pick. As he flows in this topless, I'm flossed cause it's cast it. Every star was never promised a sign of any kind. But we all had a reason to grind, that's how we ride. This statement I was given to God until I find the reason why people not trying to keep hip hop alive.
The kingdom lasts forever, so tell me what's the reason. We don't last together.
The next man, we both got the same plan. It's in a dream that stands between you and every single man. That is the image you give me if you can stand a chance. Since the trip is so amazing, like a couple grand. This rap shit, we got a passion like my life demands. Every stack collected back as well as issue land. It's more to it than to do it like the realest can. So I mention competition without an open hand. So I battle the streets like the KK clan. Doing a struggle when your decisions didn't stand a chance. Look at history before our hip hop culture was free. Brave hearts torn apart from all these problems we see. Every man wanna be the streets on any beat. Send the rest, so let it cease until your mission's complete. But now it ain't been signed since 03, so let it cease. Stop pinning on the victim who tried, but been denied. In the ghetto, and that's the moment you're heritating your past when your future will last. Each moment that it lasts, you love it and stay up when you wake up to nothing, like you're balling without a budget. Every second that you're sleeping, huh, you're thinking of it. 100 grand in either hand, since you the man that stands above it. There's a rich kid that you with throughout the introduction. Million nuggets you discovered, your hands would never touch it. I could have y'all ever wish when their daddy refused to love them. The mom confused the child with men that she was got broke. Could a child stand sure from being raised in a broken home. Daddy gone, mama's blown from they raise the kids on their own. I said you live right, well it's when you're raised wrong. Your life is like you're living each moment that you carry on. A dream don't last long when it's gone, just move along. And leave your past and bring your future to the day you're gone.
A dream don't last forever, so tell me what's the reason. We don't last together, the fate you got don't last forever. Whatever it takes for us.
All right, that was Infamous B with his piece A Dream featuring my boy Delon out of Houston, Texas. So I'm just going to keep on playing some tracks until I get somebody who wants to join me in conversation. So I'm going to bring you up here to the Pacific Northwest where I am and play a piece by Tiffany Wilson, and this is called Happy.
You get home from
right? That was Miss Tiffany Wilson with her piece, Happy, and Tiffany's from right here in the Pacific Northwest where I'm located. So it looks like we've got one caller on the line who's got their hand raised. I welcome anybody to raise their hand if calling in and joining in a conversation. It's been a while since I've done an artist roundtable, and I know I just threw it up this morning because I just, you know, decided that's what I want to do, and that's how sometimes I just do it. I decide I want to do a show and just throw it up and take a chance that, you know, somebody's going to tune in, call in, or whatever. So this is the Artist Roundtable tonight, and what I like to do on the Artist Roundtable is welcome anybody and everybody to, you know, put some thoughts on the table. I do have a topic that I may throw out there, but, you know, I'll just play it by ear and just see what you, the callers, want to talk about. So let me bring in the first caller. Okay, I'm trying to click.
Hello?
All right, caller from the 843 area code. You're on the Artist Roundtable.
Yeah, it's Mark Madness.
All right, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing real good. You know, I just like that track you just played by Tiffany Wilson. I'm a big fan of, you know, strong melodies like that.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So are you an artist yourself?
Oh, yes, I am. I have my own studio. I call it the Madhouse.
The Madhouse. So, what type of music?
Well, I'm really like, well, I do old school and new school. You know, I like the Motown sound, you know, soul music, and well, mm-hmm. you know, the disco age, and then the age of MTV, and then the hip hop and R&B, the late 80s and early 90s, and even some of the new stuff that's going on now, I like, you know. I'm a fan of Nick, you know, I like Nicki Minaj, you know, she's a real good rapper, you know. I just like really, really good music, you know. I think good music is timeless, you know, whether it's like yesterday or 40 years ago, you know. I just like good music, and that's what I try to make in my studio, you know.
So you are an actual singer, a rapper, producer? What is it that you actually do?
Well, I do it all.
You do it all?
Sing. Yeah, I can sing. Well, I try to sing a rap. I like to write songs. I love composing. I write lyrics. I write chords out, you know, and I do producing too. So, I mean, I can play the piano a little bit.
Okay. So why don't you tell me a bit about, you know, your experience as an artist. How long have you been doing it, and, you know, what has been your approach in just kind of moving forward and mastering what it is that you're doing?
Well, I started, you know, I've always loved music. I'm 32. I loved music since I was 2 years old, but it wasn't until I was like 10 or 11. I listened to old music because we have a record collection, but I was trying to get into the rap thing, and I was writing rhymes on a piece of paper. But, you know, as I got into my teens, I started getting back, listening to old music, and I started writing songs again. I would write words on a paper, but, you know, I wanted to know, you know, actual music, you know, like, you know, what if I want a song played this way or that way, you know, like that melody. So I taught myself music over the years, you know, and now, you know, and then, you know, over the years I started, you know, talk to some people about some recording equipment, and at the time my funds were limited, so I had a little tape recorder, you know, like a little four-track recorder, which was, you know, it was very cheap, you know, but it helped me learn music and stuff like that, and how to put songs together, and how I wanted my songs, you know, give me more control of how I want the songs to sound. So if I played it for a live band, you know, I worked more, and I got some beat machines, got some more equipment and microphone, and then I have what I have now. And I just built my sound from there. And, you know, anytime I'd be around a piano, I just write song by chords out, and then I go cut the track like the Holland Brothers did, and, you know, the song they did for the Four Tops and Supremes, the way they wrote their songs. You know, I come up with the track, you know, I listen to the track, and I talk, you know, anything that I went through, and, you know, I try to make it relatable to people too. But, you know, I try to have a love for what I do, you know, put passion behind what I do, you know. Passion to the point of madness, you know.
Okay. So what should I actually call you?
Oh, you can call me Madness.
I'll call you Madness. Okay. I was like, okay. So Madness, do you get out there and perform? So you're actually in South Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. What part of South Carolina?
In Charleston.
Okay. So do you get out and perform in Charleston or around South Carolina, or what does it look like for you as far as a performing artist, or are you a performing artist?
Yeah, I've done a few shows here and there. You know, when usually I go to poetry nights. You know, I perform my lyrics
like
as poetry.
Mic. Okay.
And then sometimes if they have a live band there, I'll get on and I'll perform. and they have a live band. And you know, I've turned a few crowds, but I enjoy what I do, so I mean, I'm glad to be out there, you know. But I'm hoping that. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no. Go ahead.
So, is this something that you just do for the passion and love of the art, or is it something that you want to actually at some point make money from?
Oh, I want to make money from for sure, for real. But you know, I just want to make sure that I want to keep my love for it intact, you know, all the way, you know.
Sure, definitely. So, what do you suppose that it would? So, what do you think it would look like for you to be on the road to what you deem as a successful artist?
Get in touch with the right people.
And in your mind, what does that look like? Who would you consider the right people?
Well, so far, you know, locally, I have a few people around here, but see, they're all within the local proximities. You know, if I can find someone who can at least get to another state, at least, then you know, I can kind of, you know, use the domino effect and grow from there.
So just out of curiosity. Out of curiosity, have you ever written out like a game plan of what, you know, what it would actually look like to, you know, to get you to that point, you know, from plan, you know, from A to B to where you would like to go from where you are right now? Have you, you know, like written out a plan of action and the steps that it's going to take to do that?
Well, no, to be honest, I haven't done that yet. You know, I'm still trying to, you know, I'm also trying to start my record label too. So that's the main thing I'm trying to focus on, you know, get a production company going. And, you know, so I can have that to back me up. But as far as getting out there, I'm just hoping, you know, if I can just keep doing shows here and there and do some networking, I hope I can just run across the right person and hand some of my demos out.
Okay. All right. Well, it appears that, you know, that you've done some thinking. I would definitely encourage you, you know, to write, you know, it doesn't have to be something formal, but write out a plan of what, you know, what you think it would take to, you know, get to what point, you know, and set some goals for yourself with time limits, you know, as to, you know, even if you don't achieve it within that time, but to, if it's something that you're really wanting to do and take it seriously, to, you know, really kind of set goals and plan it, you know, and what the steps are going to take and hold yourself accountable, you know, because the bottom line is it's about you, you know. There's so many people out there doing exactly what you're doing, Madness, you know, but for you to step up your game and to perfect it, you know, and then, you know, it just is, it feels like it's proven in some of the research that I've been doing, especially lately, and some of the people that are reaching out to me and who I am and what I'm doing. That really, you know, being, you know, having that personality where you can persevere, that you are determined, that you have the ability to do the research and the willingness to do the research to know, you know, like you say, to meet the right person. You know, where do you need to be to meet that right person? You know, if you're hanging out with your homies on the corner, you know, or at the local club or something like that, that may not necessarily be the spot, you know. But if you kind of pay attention to what's going on in your community, in your area, and where certain people are going to be, you know, even if you just go to a more professional show and just pay attention to what appears to be their production of putting on that show, that can teach you a lot too. You know, one of the things that I do is, you know, I just sit back and I watch people. And, you know, of course, like on Facebook, having all these, you know, 50 million friends or whatever, it's sometimes hard to pay attention when you're on the social networks. But if you do sit and take some time to pay attention, you kind of can tell who's really kind of taking those steps and pay attention to who's paying attention to them. And, you know, Google people's names and do some research. You might, you know, be surprised, you know, what you might learn. But when it's people that are just your homies and your family saying, oh, my God, you know, Madness, you really need to, you need to really do this thing. You know, you got it, you know. And that's the only person telling you got it. You need to step outside your box. But you know, I could carry on about that. Let me bring in another caller, Madness,
right,
and have them join the conversation.
All right,
John D. Green Sr.
Hey, Flavor. What's good?
All right. Welcome to the Artist Roundtable. We haven't done this in a minute.
I know, right? It's a long time coming. I missed the roundtable.
You know, I missed it too, and I was sitting here thinking, like, really, why haven't I done one? You know, because I've been throwing up all these shows in June, and I was like, you know, I really could have did this much sooner. But you know what? We've got quite a few callers on the line, so maybe it was meant for me to do it tonight because, you know,
right,
it's kind of exciting. But John D. Green Sr. out of Michigan, I'd like you to meet Madness out of South Carolina.
Madness?
Yeah.
Madness.
Oh, okay. All right, well, what's good?
Oh, everything's good.
Okay. Madness. Madness,
you know,
out of South Carolina. All right.
Yeah. Charleston, South Carolina. He's you know, a young producer, artist, you know, just, you know, kind of building on, you know, what he's doing, equipment and techniques and you know, talent and all of that, and, you know, has some goals and dreams of what he aspires that he would like, you know, to do in the future, the near future, and, you know, further out. And so, you know, I don't know if you heard any of the conversation that we had, John, but if you did, do you have any pointers that you could give or, you know, open up a dialogue with Madness?
Sure, absolutely. As soon as you're done with the show, Madness, from South Carolina, Charleston, as soon as you hang up, sit down and start drafting your plan.
All right.
Sit down and start drafting your plan. I say that for one main and very important reason only. Let's just say, hypothetically, tomorrow, someone heard this interview and said, yeah, this brother's serious. Let's take it to the next level. What would you present to them?
I have a CD I can present to them.
Okay, that's a CD. That's an immediate project for now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the next year. But what would you follow up with?
I don't know.
People that are interested in you, they're looking for that long-term plan.
All right.
So now you have an idea.
Madness, it is like, you know, I think that it's easy to come up with the music, you know, and create those.
Wait a minute now, Flav. It's easy?
Well, it depends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends on what the quality is too, you know, because as you know, John, I'm beginning to hit a lot on the production quality of the tracks that I'm receiving,
mm-hmm.
and so, you know, the production of a CD, but you know, anybody can produce a CD. We know that as a fact. All three of us on the line right now, we know that as a fact. But it's going to come down to also the best production that you can produce. You know, if you have a God-given talent, sometimes people will pay attention and can overlook maybe if there wasn't the quality there. Because, you know, we've got to understand that, you know, a good portion of the artists don't necessarily have the funds, like you were talking about, Madness, to be able to have, you know, the quality equipment or even, you know, the understanding of how to use the equipment to being able to purchase time to go into a studio. But I think that if you've got a God-given talent that can overshine the production, that can also pay off too. But the thing is like what John is telling you, man, is, you know, you got to have a game plan, because it's going to come down to you having that product to put in somebody's hand, but you got to sell yourself. You got to know what you're going to say and how you're going to say it when that person, you know, comes to you. Because like John says, there are all kinds of people that pay attention to my radio show now, from indie record labels to producers to, you know, online media, you know, print media, you know, publicists, managers, you know, other radio stations and things like that. And slowly but surely, you know, some of those people that are paying attention to what I'm doing are actually reaching out to some of the artists that they hear on my show. And so, you know, the best thing to do is really think that through. What are you going to say and do? When are you going to know that you are ready, you know, to take that step, you know, and know that you can present yourself in the best light when that person, you know, comes to you?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it
sounds like
a good
idea. John's been at this a minute. And the reason why, you know, John can speak on it, John's been at this for a minute, you know, and I mean, he's been out there, you know, as far as a singer, songwriter, musician, composer, you know, now he's an actor, you know, he's acting in on TV and movies and stuff like that, big time, you know, hoping he remembers me when he really blows up and I can get that one of them first, you know, 500 autographs or something like that. But, mm-hmm. you know, John kind of knows. And so when you listen to some of the people that have been in the game for a minute, it's definitely worth, you know, paying attention to what the elders have to say. I've learned that myself. I was talking to an elder today on the phone, you know, shortly before the show started, and I'm like, okay, we call him Pops. I was like, okay, Pops, I appreciate the wisdom you just kicked to me. And sometimes it's good, you know, to really sit back and pay attention to the elders and learn, you know, from the experiences that they've gone through.
Yeah.
I mean, he got a catchy name. His name definitely got my attention.
Madness.
Yeah. That's thought-provoking right there. He called himself Madness,
Mark.
Yet he's articulate and well-spoken. So I thought, okay, this works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it's explained how I got that name. I was, in fact, a few years ago, I was working at a restaurant, and I had to run to the store to get some product, and I was in my home studio early in the morning, like at 3 in the morning, recording, and I was doing a cover of a Supreme song. I was trying to imitate that James Jamerson bass line, and I went to work, and the only thing was on my mind was getting home to get to that track, and people kept looking at me like, Mark, you know, what are you doing? You know, you feel like you're in a state of madness, and the name sort of stuck as in being very passionate about what I do to the point of madness, because that's how I am. You know, when I'm passionate about what I do, you know, that's how I got the name. So, you know, yo, Mark Madness, you know, he's going to get in the studio. So, I mean, I love what I do. I mean, I do it. It's almost subconscious, I could say.
Now, is that written in your bio somewhere? Because if it isn't, then take the pad and paper next to you and write it down. But that was good.
That was good. That was good. I felt it right there. Yeah. Yeah, because even just in what you just said, Madness, and how you said it, that right there was a selling point. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's something good, you know, to show that type of love and passion for what it is that you do. Now, it's one thing to be a talker. Now, when you're a talker, you got to be able to back it up, though. You know?
Well, I got plenty to back it up. And matter of fact, I got a lot of recordings. Like, in my recorder, like, every 15 songs, when it fills up, I just go and make a CD so I can erase them and then make more songs. And then every once in a while, I'll do cover songs. Like, if I feel like doing a song by Supremes, or if I get, like, a chord sheet to a song by Genesis or whatever, I'll go and record it. And it's helped me learn music better, you know, actual music and how they write their songs and the chord structures and counter melodies. It teaches me a whole lot.
Okay.
You know, listen to what I've liked growing up. So, I mean, I call them my teachers, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you don't have to agree to this, you know, but I'm kind of known for this, too. So Madness, you want to kind of sing a few bars for us?
Let me see. I'm going to sing a rap.
You can do whichever you would like, my friend.
Here's this one song called I Wanna Love You.
Okay.
You sit at home alone with the moonlight, while your boy goes out and runs the streets at night. But I can take you high to a place called paradise. I can take you high, and having you feel so nice. You look so good, and you're smart, and you're light. Let me have a part, 'cause I wanna love you all night. I wanna love you all night long, 'cause I wanna love you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah. I ain't the greatest, but I mean, I like what I do, so I'm just hoping I can fill someone with that.
So, have you ever thought about working with a voice coach?
I took voice lessons a few years ago, like about 10 years ago. It helped me out. It helped me out a lot, actually. You know, like which key to because the teacher I had, it would show you each voice has like a different key that it can go in. And it showed out which key my voice was in, and you know, at that time I wasn't singing like I am now. I was just kind of mumbling my way through. I didn't put the emotion into it like David Ruffin or Levi Stubbs would, and I always wondered, you know, how they get those notes, you know. And one day I was a little, I had too much of an energy drink, and I just kind of went for it. I was like, now I see how they do it, where they be drenching, and, you know, but it adds that sense of urgency. It makes the lyrics come to life, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that you have an understanding of what it's going to take for people to pay attention. You know, I think that, you know, definitely if you have the opportunity to work with a voice coach and just really, you know, learn how to use your voice and to build on the emotion. Because I remember, you know, a few years back, my mentor told me that for art to sell, the best way for it to be successful in selling is for the listener, the person experiencing the art, feels the emotion. If you can touch their emotions with it, then that just really, really, you know, sets the tone as to, you know, where you're going to get recognized for your artistry. And so I think that, so just out of curiosity, Madness, and not to just, you know, point this, you know, on you tonight, except that I just really appreciate the fact to have, you know, a young person call in and, you know, and share, you know, what it is that they want to do and, you know, what they've done thus far and, you know, what they want to do in the future and taking it to the next level. You know, do you have a set thing, part of your artistry that you are working on to really perfect, or are you kind of like all over the place with the different, what is the word I want? You know, the different parts of, you know, like a recording or artist to a producer to, you know, all the different roles that can be played in this industry. And it sounds like you want to be in the recording industry. So do you have something that you're working on mastering at one time, or are you trying to master it all at the same time?
Well, honestly, I'm trying to master it all at the same time, but I realize that I'm only one person. I can't wear every hat at one time. So I guess as time goes on, I've been feeling like I leave it in God's hands. And, you know, as of right now, I'm working on my songwriting skills more as far as.
Okay.
Because, like, I would listen to songs and I would count, like, you know, how many bars the first verse and the chorus. So I was like, work that out more, because that's what sells in popular music. In rap music and R&B, anything, everything's counted out. So, like, when I work with my artist, I always make sure if you have a song written, all right, make sure it's counted out and everything's divisible by four, you know, one and two. And so what I'm really working on right now, as of right now, is song structure. You know, make sure, you know, because one thing that sells to people is simplicity. I learned that, you know, like, for example, the Temptations, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, that's just one chord, you know, that's ding, 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 sold millions. Same thing with the Supremes, Where Did I Love Go, but it's shorter, you know, same chord structure, but, you know, it's sold millions. People like things that are simple, you know.
It is simple, but the selling point, especially for the Temps in that particular song, it was the vocal dynamics.
It was.
That was the selling point. The music was simple. Back then, music was simple. It was straight and to the point. It was simple. Bass line, running with a company rhythm, that was it. It was the vocal dynamics in that particular track that sold that track.
Yeah, and Dennis Edwards did good on that track, too, because he was really upset when he sang that song.
Yeah, I mean, but they all were. It's called inflection. Those emotions were displayed through that song to the listener. And those vocal dynamics were amazing. The harmonies were amazing. And they weren't even locked tight. It was a loose-knit harmony. But it sounded like it was locked tight because each person knew his role. The vocal dynamics were stunning. And that was how long ago?
That was
the selling point for that song. It made the music. I mean, you hear that. Doom, doom. Doom, 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 doom. You know it instantly. Anywhere. Go anywhere. Put that on. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those dynamics, that song had the right dynamic. Everyone knew their role. Everyone played their part perfectly. Vocal dynamics are everything.
Oh, yes.
Everything.
So, John, you know, what are your thoughts around Madness, you know, saying that, you know, he is, in a sense, trying to master everything at the same time, but, you know, realizing he can't necessarily do that. What are your thoughts on trying to work on many things at one time?
I understand the desire, and I do respect that. But in reality, as you just pointed out, you can't do it all at once. It's going to take a lot longer, and that's a fact. You know, I'm not going to, you know, sell you sunshine. But it would be better to go through and try to master each part of your craft. I had people looking for music already when I went to my vocal coach, Polly Taylor, the baddest vocal coach in Michigan, flat out. But, okay. Anyway, I went to my vocal coach because of my fans. You know, my fans said, man, you did so good on this song, but this song, you kind of, you know, you could have did better. You could have did more. And I said, well, I was giving it all I had. So I said, you know what, I can make any excuse in the world, but this is what I plan to do. This is my end game. So it's time to step up that game. And I got in contact with Polly, sat down with Polly. As a matter of fact, I'm going back to Polly as soon as August is up, I'll be going back. It's important, man. And, you know, you're not going to sound great to everyone, all right?
Yeah.
And that's a fact. You can't please everybody. But you want to be at least above bar, which is being above par. You know what I mean? And sometimes that's going to require work. You got to ask yourself and know for sure if you're willing to put in the work, man, because it takes years to master everything. And I haven't done it. And I've been doing this for a lot of years. I haven't mastered hardly anything. You know, I would dedicate chunks of time to one particular aspect of my craft, and get it down sufficiently, because there's no such thing as truly mastering the music. You know, melody and harmony, they're both vixens and mistresses. So you master one aspect and then you move on to the next until you get it down sufficiently to be effective at your craft.
Oh yeah.
Because if you focus on trying to master it, especially trying to master it all, you'll pursue that forever. And your craft will actually suffer for it. You know, you're creating and doing, or you're learning how to create and do. It would be more advantageous to learn to do and then do well than it would be for you to spend all your time trying to learn to do as you're doing. Of course, everything has a learning curve, but, you know, something will have to lack. And what are you willing to sacrifice?
Yeah.
So...
All right,
that would be my advice.
And you know, and I think that's good advice, John. We have another caller who's raised their hand, so let me bring them into the conversation. This is Stephen Jerome Ferguson, amazing veteran jazz artist out of Kansas City, Kansas. Welcome to the Artist Roundtable, Stephen.
Fergie in the house. What's up?
Fergie. No, we kind of call you Mr. Smooth.
Okay.
Oh,
whatever. What's up, guys?
Steven's the man. What's going on, Steven?
Same thing, different day, man.
Yeah.
What's up, Mr. Madness?
Hey, what's going on?
So this is Mark Madness out of South Carolina. So what advice would you give this young man, this young artist that's, you know, up and coming and is aspiring, you know, for greatness?
Run, find a real job, because you won't get rich doing this. Run for your life now, man, while you still can, before you get hooked for life, and it's too late after that.
Yeah. I've been doing that for a long time. I've worked a number of jobs.
Too late, you hooked in. You in it for the long run then, okay. But what advice can I give you? Wow. You know, John kind of touched on it a second ago when he said, you know, as far as trying to master all the different things that you need to be able to do, in this business, and trust me, the more you can do, the better off you are.
All right.
You know, I hear a lot of artists saying that, you know, hey, all I do is play, or all I do is sing. I don't get into the mastering and recording techniques and that kind of stuff like that. But you should still know a little bit about all of the stuff that you have to deal with in the whole cycle of the production, from writing the music to the final end part being on the CD getting ready to be sold. Because if you do know a little something about everything, at least you can speak to people in a language that they understand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Engineers have their own language. Promoters have their own language. Musicians have their own language. And if you can speak to them in a language that they can understand, then that's, you know, that's nothing but a plus for you. You will... I've been in this for, probably about 80% of my whole life. And I don't think there's anything that I've mastered.
Mm-hmm.
The key, though, is to just constantly get better.
Right.
It's not a destination, brother. It's a journey.
Yeah.
It's not a place that you get to. You know, you're not going, there's no such thing as, you know, every time somebody thinks that, okay, I practice and all that, and I think I am the best bass player on this planet, and two or three days later, some little young guy you hear on a recording, and you're sitting there, it's like, wow, what in the heck is he doing? I got to go back and start practicing again, because it's always going to be somebody coming up better, or just as good. So,
yeah.
So everybody, I mean, you listen even to the greats. You listen to, like, Stevie Wonder, Quincy Jones, the list goes on, Boney James even. I mean, every person that you listen to that has had some kind of longevity in this business, you can listen from the start of their career all the way up to the present, and you can see a constant progression in what they do. So that's my advice to you, brother, is just constantly work at it, constantly study, get as much knowledge about as much stuff as you possibly can, because sooner or later all that stuff is going to sink in. You know? You know, the more you – and you've got an advantage now that I didn't have when I was first coming up. I didn't have the internet and could, you know, go out and go on YouTube and get instructional videos and all that kind of stuff like that. I had to do it the real hard way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people now coming up in the business now, you guys have excellent resources to be able to get information, to learn, to continue to study and continue to grow in this. It's a fun business to be in.
It really is.
It really is. And you sound like you got a real deep passion for it.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like breathing almost.
I know the feeling.
And I can have an appreciation for that madness because, you know, I just call myself artist cheerleader. I know you've just become my friend today, you know.
Yeah.
I believe it was today, right, this morning.
Yeah.
But, you know, I call myself the artist cheerleader. And, you know, I always say I'm waving my leopard pom-poms all the way from Seattle, Washington for, you know, the artists. But even in the years that I've been doing what I do, just supporting underground independent artists, I'm learning. Steven's kind of teasing me lately because, you know, I've been around actual producers. I've been around and I'm connected to indie, you know, record labels, to you know, radio show hosts around the world and different things. And we've been having conversations behind the scene that most people are not aware of. And, you know, sharing notes on what we think about certain artists or what we hear. Now, how I might hear music, because I'm just a fan, I'm not a musician, I'm not an artist, I'm just a fan, how I might hear it is very different than how Stephen and John would hear it, because they're veteran musicians. You know, they're composers. They've been at this for, we won't say how long, but many, many years. And and so how they hear music is very different than how I hear it. But because I'm now kind of stepping more, challenging myself more, asking more questions, kind of like what you're saying and connecting with the right people, I'm learning to hear music differently. And so now I can hear the imperfections in the production, or I can hear when a beat doesn't flow, you know, with a rap, or, you know, whatever it is. You know, I can hear it differently than when I first heard it, so I have a better understanding and appreciation. And I think that if you can find yourself a mentor or something, you know, that can help you to also just learn to experience what it is that you're wanting to learn a little bit different than the direction that you might do on your own. That's something that I have valued for myself, you know, in just what it is that I do, you know, working with artists. So I think that, you know, so I think that Stephen and John, you know, has given you some sound advice, you know, as far as...
Oh, yeah, I'm very appreciative.
You know,
I'm very grateful.
You know, coming up in this game, you know, because they've been at it for a minute. They've experienced a whole lot of things. And like you, like Stephen was saying, they started at this before the internet, you know.
Way before we were sending each other Pony Express letters. I got this new shirt on wood.
Everything was Morse code, huh? No.
Oh, yeah. You know, pretty smoke much. Signals. Standing on the hill with the blanket making the smoke signal.
Had to actually go to the library and read a book about something like that, man. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. But you, now, see, I miss those days because I heard some of the best a cappella sound I ever heard in my life at the Bowen Branch Library.
You know what? Libraries have good sound quality. I've always wanted to do a concert in a library because they have excellent acoustics in there for some reason. I don't know what it is.
See, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Do an acapella thing with some acoustic instruments in a library, man. You tear it up.
Yeah.
That's a clear sound you get to hear, man.
Hmm.
Mhm. Yeah, like a real clear sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really clear sound. How do you take criticism, Madness? Are you good with criticism? Are you bad with criticism?
I can take it.
Really.
You know,
okay. Well,
I know I'm not
me,
perfect 100%, but, you know, I'm willing to, you know, take it, you know.
Now, see, that's criticism for me, and this is for me. You know, I can't speak for the magic man over there, Mr. Ferguson himself, because he's the man, bro. Don't sleep on Mr. Ferguson. Look him up. Google him when you get off here. Stephen Jerome Ferguson. Google him.
Google John D. Green Sr. So...
But
Jerome Ferguson and John D. Green Sr. That's who you're on the phone, and they're both very Googleable.
Yeah, Googleable. There you go.
Googleable? Is that a real word?
Googleable. She coined that word on one of the artist roundtables a while back. So that's now that's the word that's that we Flavor coined it. So now we're using it. You know, we're entitled. So Stephen, you're entitled because we're part of the in circle. Googleable.
Right.
Tell me that's not funny. But Madness, here's the thing. For me personally, criticism is my very, very best tool. For me, criticism is just like the equipment that's in my studio as we speak. Criticism for me is the greatest gift a fan can give you, man. People look at it as bad or they get angry. A lot of artists, they don't want to hear criticism from some fan. What does a fan know? But a fan knows what they like, bro. They know what moves them. They know what moves them emotionally and what doesn't. And if you ever get a fan that's truthful and honest enough with you to tell you, hey, man, you could have pulled it out a little tighter. You know, you could have cut that 6/8. You could have put a better slant on that. Or you could have picked it up a notch. You know, your tenor was off. You love it, man. Eat it up. Grab that and run with it. Study it and break it down and see how you can enhance oneself. Criticism is your best friend. Do not look at criticism as a negative. For me, dude, that's almost better than buying my CD. because I can build off of that.
And it also, John, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut in, but it also shows that somebody's honestly paying attention.
Right,
yeah.
That's the real.
That's the main deal there, yeah.
Because that's the thing, is you want to catch their attention so that they do react. Because
mm-hmm.
to me, art should make a person react. You know, whatever direction it goes, it should make you react. You know,
exactly.
So if somebody takes the time to actually critique you, now this is something I bring up quite a bit, Madness. You'll learn this about me. What's the difference between constructive criticism and hating?
Right.
And most people will say it's the way that it's given. You know, if it's demeaning, as if it's this, that, and the other, it's, you know, a hater, you know, or whatever. But I honestly, if somebody was to really, really sit down and be honest, I think constructive criticism could be taken as somebody being a hater. Because it's not necessarily easy to take, especially when it comes to your art and your baby and your passion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to have very, very thick skin to say, okay, let me just be quiet and let me just really hear what they're saying. Now,
that's
if you
true.
Get emotional about what you're hearing, then all of a sudden somebody might become a hater,
right.
you know, or whatever. So I think sometimes it can be very extreme, and you can tell when somebody's a hater, you know, and when somebody's just being, you know, giving you constructive criticism, and then other times, just depending on where your mindset is, everybody can just seem like they're a hater, unless they're just telling you, man, that was dope.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
or
sometimes I've seen just out here in the Charleston scene, you know, there's a lot of hating going on. But I think it's just sometimes that what happens is if your stuff is good, people go hate on you more because I've seen people hate on other people's music, like they don't know what to say, and I'd be thinking,
yeah.
Well, that's real good, and like I guess they don't like the person personally, but the music is good. I'm like, you know,
but
you know,
a lot of it is being sure that's it. I've had fans and other artists on different tracks tell me, hey, man, listen, I wasn't really feeling that. And let me explain. Matter of fact, you want a real good example, Madness?
Yeah.
Our very own Lady Flavor has contacted me personally and be like, hey, you know that track number 3 that you sent me, whatever? Well, listen, and go through not one or two things, man, maybe 7 or 8 things in detail, break each thing down. What was wrong, what wasn't quite right, what didn't quite hold. People can take that a lot of different ways, but anyone that's going to take the time to tell you step by step what was off with that track, that's only your benefit, man. You almost want to send them a thank you card because they listen to it that closely to be able to tell you. That's not like someone hitting your site and being like, hey, Madness, you suck. You see what I mean? That's kind of childish. But if someone
yeah.
said, hey, listen, I listened to track number 3, and there were some things about it I liked, but there was also some things like the timing wasn't right, or, you know, the backbeat was off, or the ambient sound was too loud, or let's hit a little close to home, the waves overshadowed the actual lyrics of your track for me. And we know who we're talking about, don't we? Leopard Print. But, hey, and it's good. Because if people care that much to tell you, man, that means they're willing to listen all the way through because they want to hear you step up your game. So the next time you're out, they're like, man, that Madness really stepped it up, man. You know, he must be hearing us. He must care enough to care about what we care about. Those are the fans that you keep for a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
So, man, love the criticism, bro. Love it all. Take it all in. Write it down if you can. Type it out. And keep every single thing you hear.
Well,
I want to say, let me think. Who was it that was Steven? Was it Mark and Skip, or was it you or somebody that talked about the fact that you can even learn from those that are haters?
Yeah, that was
yeah.
me and Skip, actually, yeah.
You know, and mm-hmm. I think that you're right about that. I think that if you kind of pay attention to what it is they're you know, criticizing, you know, you can also learn from that, too. You know, Madness, I know this might sound strange, even though we just became friends this morning. You know, but Lady Flava has haters. No.
Oh.
Okay, critics side, you know, they, I have critics out there.
Yeah.
Not everybody loves what I do. They don't all love how I do it, you know. And I had to learn to be okay with that. You know, I'm kind of more of a free spirit. I kind of do shows based off of how I'm feeling and how people respond. So, for instance, doing the Artist Roundtable, you know, John and I came up with a topic before the show, but then, it, you know, it kind of flows off of, you know, who calls in, you know, where the conversation might go. I might start out a show with hip-hop and end up with some jazz, you know, or maybe I do the whole show that's all soul artists, you know. So I kind of do things on a whim. Maybe that's good, maybe it's not, but, you know, right at this moment I'm kind of the boss of what it is I do, so, you know.
Yeah.
I only have to answer to Stephen and John, and thank God they're in Michigan and Kansas, so, you know, you know, I could
book
just, like,
flight,
ignore
Stephen.
Them.
Book your flight, Stephen. I think we're going to rendezvous in Seattle.
That sounds like a plan, yeah. I'll be getting on Travelocity right after I get off the phone call.
When you make your coffee tonight, I suggest you make a lot more than that one pot because it is going down. It's going down.
But, you know, I had to madness, you know, become comfortable in how I do things. You know, I'm getting ready to turn 51 years old here in a few days, you know, and you know, I think I kind of earned doing things my way. You know, but I also have to be smart about how I'm doing it because I have chosen to be in this arena, you know, and to work with artists and to work with those that work with artists, you know. And so I haven't told Stephen and John this, so I'll tell them today, but... and, you know, Skip, I would really love for you to raise your hand because I would just, like, hate to bring you in, you know, without you raising your hand. So I just thought I'd throw that out, you know, since Skip Young from Black Eyes is, like, hanging out on the phone. I am, you know, I spoke to John, and I pretty much have agreed to join another radio station and doing some shows. And the exciting thing for me, honestly, is the fact that I'm going to be able to work with a veteran jazz radio show personality. He's been in the game for 30 years, and I'm just, like, honored that he even paid attention to me and reached out to me to, you know, partner up with him, you know, on some things. And I'll be meeting with him Saturday. To learn the equipment and learn how to do this professional stuff that he does because he tried to show me over the internet today and I was just in awe and, you know, I just learned better being shown in person. But he has agreed to listen to some of y'all's music, you know, and let me know what his thoughts are. And he's really excited about, honestly, breaking off some new independent jazz artists amongst the mainstream artists that he supports. So just to let you all know, I'm going over there, you know, ready to play y'all for him on Saturday.
Yay.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see how cool Steven is? Steven don't bat. Now he's like, cool.
Yeah. I mean,
cool.
Hey.
I'm jumping up and down on the inside, though. No. Awesome. That's awesome, Flay. We're all behind you, you know.
Dude, I'm on my third straight 12-hour shift. I can't jump up and down for nobody right now.
That should be like 24 hours ago.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I'm running on fumes.
Oh, man. I feel you.
All right.
You're going to be happy on payday.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have to get a Brinks truck.
So, Madness, are you ready to meet two more veterans in the game?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
oh,
so
excited.
Let me click on their lines.
All right.
All right, Skip Young and Mark Tyree from Black Eyes out of Ohio. Welcome to the Artist Roundtable.
All
hey,
right,
what's
hey.
Happening? How you all doing?
What's up?
Right. How you doing, Mark? Hey, what's up?
Oh, we know who you are. You need no introduction.
I'm telling you.
So, Madness, this is, there's actually three members of Black Eyes. They are an amazing jazz funk band. I'm just going to narrow it down to those two genres. They're an amazing jazz funk band out of, you know, the Akron, Cleveland, Ohio area, doing some big things out there. And have you been paying attention, gentlemen, to what Madness has been talking about, our up-and-coming, you know, entrepreneur artists?
I heard as much as I could.
I heard a little bit. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have to get off the call because I just stepped in, but I'm going to call back within about five or 10 minutes, if that's cool.
That's fine.
Okay, I'll call you back as soon as, right. soon as possible.
We're not going to say anything. We're just going to wait for you.
Yeah, we're gonna play some music or something. Because, you know, yeah. Okay, we'll let you go. Do what you need to do.
I heard about the haters, and I heard about the Googleables, and my computer is giving me fits tonight. So I was listening, and I know y'all saw my face pop up a couple of times. But my computer just wouldn't let me in. It was connecting. It was just connecting. It was tripping me out. So, oh well, I'm here.
Yeah, there it is. I did the same thing. I turned my computer off, shut the laptop down, grabbed the phone. I got a plan.
Yeah, plan B.
Yeah, plan
B.
There you go, plan B.
So, well, anyway, Madness is a young entrepreneur and artist out of.
You can say Googleable, but you can't say entrepreneur.
Well, what can I say? You know, my tongue's kind of getting old. It's about to turn 51 years old in a few days.
That ain't old.
No, that ain't old.
51 is the new 41.
That's well.
I know, right?
Okay.
New 38. Okay. There you go.
There you go.
Ain't old. You're just right.
Cool.
So you're just getting broke in.
That's right. That's right.
I'm kind of thinking that sounds like a song.
Yeah, it's up. Huh?
You never know.
Y'all know I got this keyboard sitting in front of me, itching my hands.
I was so excited. I was really excited. Last night, Mark was playing the piano while I was talking.
Oh, that's cool.
I was
cool.
Like, I could kind of get used to that. I'm like, I really could kind of get, that was kind of cool to have somebody playing the piano or keyboards or whatever you want to call it in the background as I talked.
Right, it is. You had your own speakeasy going on.
Yeah. Maybe I should start another show, huh?
Yeah, we do jingle.
You need an organ, so you'd be like those old 70s soap operas. Every time you say something special, I go, you know, something like that.
You know, I might be able to get Ralph Lofton out down there in Tennessee to do that part, and then Stephen, will you play the guitar, and you know, John will play keyboard too, and you know, we can just kind of like go around.
There you go.
There you go.
And I can talk on the beat machine. I can play the drums.
I'd be afraid for Flavor to get a B3 behind her because she might take it back to church on her.
She might. Yeah.
Poor
man that's sitting back there saying, "Who are these fools?"
I know, right? I thought they were artists.
Learning, you know.
Yeah, they nuts.
Yeah, they must be
Madness
comedians.
Madness, this is what happens when you get to a certain age, you know. You're full of yourself and you can kind of show out, you know. Okay, guys, let's be serious. We got a young artist right here.
Okay, yeah.
You know, we're working on him, getting his game plan together, you know, getting his artistry together, you know. Yeah.
You're absolutely right, Flavor. So, young Madness, here's the proper breakdown. When you're working on a proper 6-8 in the slant, you have to make sure your timing is impeccable and make sure that your tenor is set just so that the vibrato and vibrato of the tenor is just set to where it can reverberate through the fans so that they can feel it more so.
Don't forget about the ascending crescendo.
Oh, look at me. I apologize. I've left out a very crucial factor.
You know, the sad thing is, Madness, you know, what they're saying actually makes sense if you're in that arena. You know, they're trying to be steely right now. But, you know, But I will tell you something. When I was talking to Cedric James today, when we were going over me joining his team, he was talking about something. He was throwing out like these, like 700 and 900 or something. And I had no idea what he was talking about. And he was talking about like beats during a track or something.
Right.
And I was like, what? Like, how am I even supposed to know what that means?
Yeah, that was like a tuner or something.
Right.
I'm like,
yeah,
okay,
he's talking about a metronome.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, like, how am I supposed to know how many beats are in that track?
Oh, beats per minute or something?
Beats per minute?
Yeah.
He's counting out a track. But see, if you go back to a few artists roundtable, you'll actually learn about it. You have a whole lesson on that.
Yeah.
Remember we were talking about timing? Remember that, Stephen?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do.
Go back about 4 or 5 artist roundtables. You can learn all about that. See, we covered that in the last class, Flavor. See?
Oh,
she wasn't paying attention.
You know, obviously paying attention, huh?
See, you're going to have to go to Stephen's office now. See? See that?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to do this. Disciplinary action, ma'am.
Oh.
Got to put her on the carpet.
Yep, there
I have no comment. I have no comment. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Hey, Stephen, we're going to bring this up during your interview. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, let me write this down. Write that one down.
I got a feeling Skip is going to come back and break all this silliness up. You know, he's going to come back with some serious stuff.
He is going to be serious.
We're
going to
be sitting there like, oh, mop to the floor, you know?
It's funny though. It's good to be able to do this sometime because a lot of our lives are so wrapped up in that sound and that music. And, you know, every now and then you want to shake it loose and just cut loose with other artists about something other than music. Because it seems like every third person we encounter, they talk about music.
Right.
But when you live that life, you're like, okay, yeah, that's cool. You know, I'm digging. But, you know, who won the game? Or because everyone talks to you about music. Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that, and you know, when Manny was talking about, you know, it was just his life or whatever, I totally get that because, you know, you guys know already. I live and breathe this from the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, I wake up in the morning till like the time I go to sleep, and even in my dreams, I'm visualizing and plotting and planning in my dreams. You know.
Oh, I thought you had a microphone in your dreams.
You need some professional help.
I'm not even going to tell you what my microphone's recording.
Ooh, okay. We will leave that one alone.
What is this show turning into? Where are we going?
It sounds like it's turning into the leopard carpet show.
Yeah,
for
serious.
I'm telling you.
That's right, leopard carpet.
She was messing with me about
carpet.
The bath the other day, so I had to mess with her back.
Well, what Mark said, I have to get off the phone to go take my bath.
Right. Cleanliness is next to godliness.
That's right.
Exactly.
Dude.
I mean, people
walking
do,
that
know.
Path. But you know what? I'll tell you, Flav, you'll never know where an artist is when you're talking to him. That's the one thing.
Absolutely.
I do with the artist universal. We're doing some of the strangest stuff, checking timing, syncopating timing, taking a breath, you know. Ask them 6 or 7 questions, and then we're like, huh? We're usually writing down something, core progression, structure, bridge.
And me,
we
generally,
can multitask very well.
Oh, yeah.
Generally, I have grandchildren in the background, so I understand.
See, there you go. Now you throw in a couple of beats in a bath, and you got an artist life.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we look like we got a few more callers to bring in, so let me click on a couple of lines and bring them in. Okay, Skip Young, your line is open again.
Okie dokie.
All right, hey, Skip.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
What's up, Skip?
Hey,
so
Skip.
So is this Jace from Black Stacks?
I don't know. Am I live on the line with all my family? Is this the Ladies Flavor Roundtable? What's up with y'all?
What's up?
What's up with y'all? How's everybody doing?
What's up, Jace?
Oh, you got it. I know I hear John's voice.
Yeah, I am.
You know,
here,
I can always tell John's voice because he's talking the most, you know.
And there it is.
So.
There it is. Keeping the world informed.
Keeping the world informed, you know, Mr. Skip Young, I got his voice. You know, who am I missing on here, Flav? Who am I missing?
Okay, so let me go down the list and let you know who's no. DeLon's not here. Where is DeLon? We need to go hunt him down in Houston.
I ain't seen DeLon in a while.
So our main special guest tonight, Jace, is Madness out of South Carolina. He's the main focus tonight.
Big love to South Carolina.
Madness didn't know when he called in tonight that when he befriended me this morning, he was going to be. He's going to be the center of the discussion tonight. And then we got, you know, of course, Mr. John D. Green Sr. We got
my brother. Mr. Ferguson is on the line. I'm sorry, Mr. Ferguson. How you doing?
What's up, dude? How you, man?
Oh, I'm good.
And then I don't believe that you have ever met Mark Tyree and Skip Young from Black Eyes out of Ohio.
No, I haven't, but it's good to finally hear you. I've heard y'all music. So I just want to say that's beautiful.
And I had Mark and Skip. I had sent you, you know, Felicia's video of I Love My Life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the bomb.
Well, I love it. You know, I just want to say really quick, not to chime in too much because I know there's a conversation happening, but it's always a pleasure to be on. Line with such talented, conscious, creative, motivated people, and to build with other artists that are building in their areas that is now reaching the world platform, and to just be acknowledged by all of them. You know, John, you know, I have nothing but love for John. Me and him talk on a daily message, if nothing else. Mr. Ferguson, you know, the love and respect is always there. It's a pleasure to meet Madness out of South Carolina, you know, Black Eyes out of Ohio. You know, I hope you guys get an opportunity to sit down with Felicia Loud while she's out there. And Lady Flavor, you already know how I feel about you. Love forever. And so, you know, it's just really good to be in the company of such wonderful, creative people. And so I'm always humbled to do that. And on that note, yes, I'm listening.
So Madness, just to let you know who Jace is from Black Stacks, they are what I say this all the time. They are part of the historians of the hip hop scene here in Seattle, Washington. They are they've been around, you know, forever. They originally Jace and Black started out as a duo known as Silent Lambs Project. And then the female vocalist for their group is Felicia Loud, who has been an amazing just soul singer, theatrical artist out here. And they have come together and combined the two entities into one. They still at times perform separately, but they come together as one to make up this group that's known as
Black Stacks.
They also have an amazing jazz trumpeter who plays with them, Owara Runga. Absolutely amazing. And you know, not to brag, but I am part of you know, the Black Stacks team, and I'm new to hip hop, and so this has been an amazing experience to, you know, get to know Jace and Black and Lisa and just have, you know, kind of as a newbie come to understand, you know, the foundation of hip-hop, where it started, you know, where it has gone to, and it's just been a beautiful thing. So, Jace, you know, I'm always excited to have you, you know, call into any of the shows because, you know, you're my family.
Yes, indeed. Right. Yes, indeed. Love is love. Thank you very much, Flavor. And it's a pleasure to meet you, Madness. And
thank you.
I just can't wait to join in to what's happening right now on Flavor News. So thank you very much.
Okay, you know what? We've got another caller, you know, so let me bring them in. The family's growing here tonight. I'm so excited. It's a caller from the 904 area code. State your name and your purpose. No.
This is Monica Monet.
That's what I'm talking about. My favorite soul sister. All right.
What's happening, Monica?
What's going on?
You.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
We good.
So Madness, this is my sister down in Jacksonville, you know, Florida, who is, you know, she's the diva of us all. She is just, you know, soul sister number one, and she has a track called Gravity.
Yes.
She's played around the world.
Yes.
Good job, Monica.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, mm-hmm. You really, you know, if you don't Google anybody that's on the line right now with you, you need to Google Monica Monet.
Most all definitely.
Right. Here's a fact for you, Madness. When you get off the line, I want you to Google Black A's, Black Stacks, Monica. Don't forget to Google Monica. Let that gravity grab you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Even Jerome Ferguson, and humbly so, myself. You're going to have a real big smile on your face tomorrow when you realize that you were the guest of honor tonight.
Yes, indeed.
You're going to sleep like a baby. Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You're going to wake up like, you're going to wake up with a rock star attitude tomorrow.
Oh,
that's
man.
Right. That's right.
It is, you know, and man, it's, you know, we're sitting here being silly, right? But serious. You know, everybody that's
on the line
right now.
I ain't being silly.
I'm
being serious, Slay.
Okay.
I'm dead serious.
That was real.
Everybody that's on the line tonight with you, Manus, they're all veterans in this game.
All right.
They can tell you stories. They can educate you. They can mentor you. You know, Manus is only 32 years old.
Oh,
you know,
the baby.
To be 32 again.
Ooh, boy, don't you know?
Yeah.
You know, but everybody who's here on this line, you know, are veterans, you know, and they've been through their hard knocks. You know, they've had some triumphs, you know, and they, I believe that all of the veterans that are here tonight all have a game plan. All have a game plan and a goal that they want to reach with what they're doing. Because they've gone through those hard knocks, you know, they've gone through those trial and tribulations, not to say that, you know, it's not going to happen again, you know, and they're not going to be facing, you know, more. But they've gone through those experiences. They've perfected their crafts, you know, as far as their crafts. So now they're at that point where, we need to get in front of those right people. We need to get those fans, you know, believing in us, helping us spread the word, purchasing our products, paying to come to our events, you know. So now it's like when you talk about the next level for everybody that's on the phone, it is now about the money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you what, Madness, I heard a little bit of the conversation before I left off at the point between criticism and haters. And just like it was said earlier, you have to have a considerable amount of both in order to propel you to where you want to be. I love haters. Give me haters all day long, hundreds, thousands, droves. Bring them in by the truckload. Bring them in by the train load. Because the only thing that they're going to do is they're going to inspire me to be even that much better. So, and with the criticism, you take your criticism and you dissect it and you take out of it what you think will help you, and then you let the rest go. Don't take it personal. You know, just grow from it, bro. I mean, grow from it. So that's the one little thing that I can give you. I mean, don't take it personal. Take it to the bank.
Right. All right. Yeah. It's going to translate into money.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that.
Take it to the bank. You know, it's only going to make you a better artist.
Important. This is important. Know what you're willing to sacrifice, though, Madness. And that's real. All jokes aside. Because you don't make some serious sacrifices, man. You got to know that you're willing and ready to do this. Because once you start it, you know, I mean, you could change your mind mid-game and say you out. But once the deed is done, the deed is done. So if you commit to this, as you already have, be willing, because the sacrifices will come with this game, man. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I made a few already. I mean, I made a few just financial sacrifices to get the equipment I had over the few years, you know. But you know, I made it, and I don't regret it either.
Yeah, because there'll be more, brother. And I'm talking about serious, life-changing sacrifices, man. You know, serious, life-changing sacrifices. Like while I'm talking to you right now, my son got me looking at all the hair on his back. You know, that's one of the fruits of the labor. But there are sacrifices, man. Be willing to make
right.
them. You know,
right.
or at least know 100% if you can or can't. Know thyself. Isn't that what they say, Steve? Know thyself.
Know
thyself. Right. And they'll be huge. Life I'm not going to depress you, but I'm saying they're going to be life-changing sacrifices, man.
But you know what, John?
You're ready for that.
You know what, John? Let me throw this at you. It's not even about the depression. It's just about keeping it real, you know,
right.
being
and
real
I'm
talk.
I'm trying to hip him up because no one, a lot of us, you know, that have been doing this, no one told us. You know, we thought,
right.
oh, man, you know,
right.
I got a good sound and people going to love me and I'm making this. No one told us what was on the other side, man, until we got there. And we're like,
right,
you know,
right.
So
real
I'm trying
talk.
To tell these young cats, man, that, hey, this is it, bro. You're going to make some sacrifices that can change the course of your life, and you need to be prepared. If you're willing to go that far, then will you
right.
go a little further?
Right, right.
Man.
It's always going to be looking at you, you know. And the thing about it is, a lot of times once you jump into it, you don't even realize how far you're in. you just don't realize how far you're in until you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to have a lot of stick-to-itiveness to and wherewithal to make it through those situations and know that at the end of it, you're going to be a better person, you're going to be a better musician, and the people who are out there that are really following you, they're going to love you even that much more.
Mm-hmm. And Brother Madness.
Yeah, it is.
Brother Madness, this is Stephen talking to you. This is brother to brother talking to you, okay?
All right.
Make sure that you communicate with the people that are special in your life.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Let them know. Keep them informed about everything that you're doing and why you're doing it and what you're doing. Because you don't want them to start feeling like they're neglected because of what you're trying to do. You want them to... Yeah. understand what you're trying to do, and then once they understand it, they will be right there for you, you know, through the thick and thin, the good and the bad and everything. Okay, because, you know, the art and the music and all that is important. It's something very personal. It's something very special to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's something special to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But that love of family and close friends, That has to kind of take priority over it.
Yeah.
Okay? And they will understand that it's important to you, but it's up to you to communicate to them. Okay?
All right.
So Monica, can I tell a little your cute little story about your niece?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Monica was telling me just recently how, you know, her niece said to her, you know, Auntie, you've gotten so popular, you don't have time for me.
Oh.
And I thought, I'm like, oh, how sweet is that? You know, so of course, she made the time, you know, to spend with her niece, you know, and everything. But I'm like, you know, Monica's so focused, you know, on her music. You know, that's her baby, that's her life. And so... You know, she and I have had the conversation. There have been times when my kids have told me, Mama, can you just stop being Lady Flavor and be Mom or be Susan?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So I think that the advice that Stephen's just given you, I think it is important, you know, to keep your family up on what you're doing and, you know, and keep them in the loop, but also let them know how much they mean, you know, to you. So... If you don't mind, I'm going to actually play a piece by our queen tonight because I just think that
I think that
Madness needs to really, you know, hear a bit of, you know, the greatness that he's on the line with right now. So, Madness, I'm going to play Monica Monet for you with her signature piece called Gravity.
All right.
That works.
You're really going to be smiling now.
Yep.
say that. What about that? Lock it.
Aware of what you're doing, and I think, you know, when I listen to the music from these artists, we do that in a natural way that's not gimmicky or not for being different. It's more for, you know, holding on to what got us here. Our families got us here, you know. Absolutely. Our blessings got us here. And we're very, very thankful. And, you know, I just sit here and I'm over here singing Flav. You know, I don't sing Flav. And, you know, I heard, I don't know if it was John or Mr. Ferguson or Black Eyed. I don't know who was singing, but, you know, just the vibe of that.
Mark.
And it's like, it's like, you know, or if it might have been Madness, but it's like, you know, this is very, very authentic. And I hope people that tune into your radio really understand the love that is given. It's not false. You know, all these artists coming together and sharing in the way that we do, and you sharing us with the world in the way that you do, is very generic. So, Madness, the only thing I'm going to say to you is just stay very genuine and authentic to your craft. Stay very organic. Stay very true to you. And whatever that is, it's going to either shine or it's going to be stuck so that it will shine. So I'm just singing, Gravity. I'm good. I can go to bed.
You know,
and
I think we were all singing.
I tell people all the time that, especially when I perform and stuff, that these are not just songs for me. These are personal testimonies. I write about my life. I write about life around me. But also, I can feel life in other people's music, you know. Like, for example, like last night, you know, and I posted up Black Stats, like, album on my book and Facebook, and the guy got on there. He was like, oh, my gosh. And I, like, I know I chatted for him, I know, but like an hour and a half. And I was like, I went to sleep on dude. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay. Okay, but he was so excited about hearing this music for the first time. He was like, where have they been? I love my life, and Easier, and, you know, this so much, and is it live instruments, or, you know, and I just think with that is that, you know, underground music is not going to be underground, because people want a change. People want to hear something different, and they want to hear stuff with passion. You can do stuff all day long, but if you subtract the passion from it, they used to track the life from it, you know. So
I agree.
It's just like, even with Gravity, that song was wrote for an experience of hardship, you know. But it wasn't just about love. It was about, like, people that's on drugs or people that's dealing with stuff that they feel like they can't get out of. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
for
that particular song, I get so emotional with that song as well. But I'm just a big fan of independent artists. Because I know it's not easy. I know that it's blood, tears, sweat every day, but it's the passion that we, you know, that we give, and that we give our supporters, you know, that buy the music in, that get us in new states and, you know, get the sound out. So it's just an honor for me to be, you know, here talking to you guys as well, you know.
Ashe, soul sister, Ashe.
I'm right there with you.
I was straight from the mouth of Monica Monet, man. You remember this night, Madness, because I'm going to remember.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to remember you guys, too, because we all getting ready to blow up, you know what I'm saying, or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Say that again. One more time. We all about to do what?
Blow up.
Boom.
Whatever success in your eyes, I tell people all the time, when I see success, I don't see myself as big as a Beyonce. It doesn't mean that, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but I see my success of healing people every day of my life and doing it, you know, as my job. It's healing. Music is healing. Words are healing. And, you know, I tell people all the time, everybody don't go to the church because they've been hurt by the church. So you have to bring the healing words of love to people. Just like in my last show, someone jumped up like they had caught the Holy Ghost. And I was like, you know, that was a wow factor to me, because it was off of a song. I was like, wow, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But you just never know how you affect people's lives every day, you know.
Mm-hmm. And it only takes one person to tell you, just one, out of the billions of people on this earth, it only takes one person to tell you that song, that track, that melody, that music, that really helped me through this time. Or that. You only have to hear it one time, and it changes everything. It changes everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're all aspiring toward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to do what we love to do and to make a difference, man, for me, nothing's bigger. Nothing is bigger than that. or when the children run up and want my autograph. Now that to me is awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Lady,
yeah.
Remember what I told you about what happened to me a few weeks
ago? Yeah, when that car drove by.
Oh, my goodness. Man, you talking about a high that I haven't come down from yet.
What happened? Sure.
I was here at work, right? And I'm getting ready to say something to you guys that you probably didn't know, but, you know, you guys are family, so I'm going to let you know anyway. Every once in a while, Stephen will go get him one of these little short little Jamaican cigars that's been dipped in cognac.
Okay.
Oh, my man.
Yeah. And I'll spark one up every once in a while. And I was sitting in front of out in front of the building one evening and enjoying one of these. And this white Honda Accord pulled up. And it was a couple inside the car, and they were lost. They were looking for directions. The passenger rolled the window down and said, "Excuse me, sir."
50-49.
And I could hear a little, you know, beat in the car, and I'm thinking, I said, that beat sounds familiar. And when I walked up to the car, I said, man, they playing my music in here.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was like, and, they, you know, they asked me where this, they were looking for a place that was doing MRIs and that kind of stuff like that, and it was just like right around the corner from us. So I told them where it was, and they said thank you and pulled off. And that, guys, oh, man.
Yeah.
Man, that was.
And of course he didn't tell.
No, I couldn't. I was like in shock. You don't expect that.
Right.
That was the last thing I was expecting. I was expecting, I was probably expecting more of, I don't know, the car turning into a transformer or something like that before I was expect to hear my music coming out of there, you know?
Yeah.
So. It was like I was numb for a while. I mean, for a long time. And then after they were gone, I started thinking of all the stuff I could have said, right? You know, but
was me. You know, that's me, right? But you know, that tells a lot about this group of people that's even on the phone. Like Black Eyes, I don't even know if they, you know, they so humble over there. I don't even know if they talking anymore. But this is what I'm saying. It's like people that have been blessed. Understand their blessing, and they don't take it for granted. So it ain't even about celebrate me. Somebody told me the other day, I was thanking them for praising some work that Black Stacks was doing, and they said to me, you know, let somebody else give you esteem. I'm just telling you the truth. And it was so humbling because it's like, but you know, I'm grateful for the thanks, and they're like, but you know, you're doing something for other people. And I think, you know, the whole thing about it, Mr. Ferguson, is like, you're very talented, you know, just like everyone on this phone is very talented. But I think the humility, the humbleness, the pride in which we do what we do is something that I think the world is really looking for, you know?
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to say, that's me. You were supposed to do what you did. Because it's going to come back tenfold, you know? And it just makes sense that me knowing who you are and being able to talk to you in a few instances is that I would expect you to do what you did. I would be very shocked if you said to me, I told them who I was. You know, I would be very shocked by that. And I think, you know, the blessing is that there is a humbleness. There is a respect on this line. It's like even when we're talking, everybody got something to say, but everybody holds back till the person finishes because we got a delay. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with the public. You know, we treat the public like, you know, if you will, for lack of a better term, for like fair exchange. Like you give to us what we give to you. And so we don't take it for granted. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Most of us are still fans, but see, I think that's the beauty and the blessing all wrapped in one. Most of us that are on the line, I converse with frequently, and we're fans. But you got to remember, we're fans first, you know, from the first time you heard Stevie or who. I don't want to date myself right now. Give me, cut me something.
Go ahead, John. Go ahead, John.
The first time you heard something that really set it off for you, you know, like I'm gonna say Stevie, because that set it off for me. I thought I was losing my mind. Heart started racing, couldn't stop my right leg from moving. Fans, man. We started as fans, and we're always going to be fans, so we have a different appreciation for what we see and do in here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges with that is, can I be as good as who I like?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a band leader. Uh-huh. Yeah.
See what I mean? Somebody over there talking about a band leader. That must be Miss Monet.
Mm-hmm. Remember that multitasking, Steven? She working right now.
Yeah, exactly.
She's working as we talk. And she on the radio and working. You go, Molly. Her next track going to be called Multitask.
That's right. We got one for you already called Mama Be Working. So go ahead, Mama. Go ahead.
I want to wish everybody love and blessings and have a happy holiday, but... Yeah, I'm getting ready to get my hair did, so I gotta get up and go to Mississippi in the morning. So, taking care of.
Right, thank you very much.
Hot down there, girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
safe to you and safe travels, and just rock that mic like you do, your soul sister.
Yeah, thank you, girl.
Okay,
do your thing.
All right, love all. All
right, Mama.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Bye, bye, baby.
All right, take care. Right. Bye, bye.
So madness. So, Madness, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
So Madness, so what did you think of Miss Monica Monet?
I love that song, Gravity. I mean, that's almost like the exact way how I produce a record, just simple, but, you know, it's perfect. You know, it's like a perfect production.
Yeah.
Just even just down to the words and the melody. I think I could play that by ear. You know, I think it's a minor, I want to say. But, you know, it's perfect production.
We have another caller who's been holding on for a minute, so let me bring them in. Kevin, welcome to the Artist Roundtable.
All right.
Hello.
Hey,
what's going
on? What's up, Kevin?
You got some room here at the round table? It's kind of crowded up in here.
Come on in, bro. Come on.
It depends
on what you brought to eat. What you got to eat.
We not elbow to elbow at this point. We ribs to ribs. So, bring it. Get in with
you. I'm sorry. I didn't bring any food, man.
No, you got to go then, Kevin. You got to go.
Okay, anyway, you guys have a good night. All right.
Madness, this is another veteran artist. He's a guitar player, you know, from right here in Seattle, Washington. My dear buddy. So you have any wisdom that you can share with Madness, our young up and coming, you know, artist entrepreneur?
How young are we talking?
32.
Oh, 30 years old. Oh, there's nothing I can tell him.
Did you say 30 years old?
Yeah, I think he's
said. I got a bass that's older than you, man.
I'd love to hear that, man.
I got a daughter almost, isn't it?
My kids are his age, so.
It's a beautiful thing, man. Harvest your youth, brother, because you got it, you know. You got that youth, man. We're just messing with you, but it's all in love.
Madness really didn't know what he was getting into when he called into the show tonight.
I know, but bless his little heart for trying. You know, he made the attempt. I'm proud of him.
He started off the show. He started it off. You know, and honestly,
the
topic was going to be what's the road to success look like for you? You know, and in a sense, you know, he kind of, without even realizing that he was following, you know, what I was going to put on the table tonight, you know, he kind of shared a bit of, you know, where he started, you know, in this game and where he is now to where he wants to be. And so I think that even with tonight, you know, he's going to walk away, you know, with a different understanding, too, of maybe adding on to that direction of, you know, of where he wants to go and how he plans on getting there.
You know what, Madness? There's an old saying, that which is like unto itself is drawn. So you are in the company of other musicians and artists that have the same intent, the same desire, the same feelings and emotions towards their craft and their music as you. And as long as you stay in the same type of company, you'll always be good, bro. You'll always be good.
That's great advice.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing advice. And always hang out with people that are better than you are. You know, you see, I talk to Black Stacks and Stephen Jerome. I always get with the people that are better than you because you can only go up that way. You know, the right kind of people that are better. I like to surround myself with people that I deem better at the craft that I aspire to be great in. I always try to associate myself with those that I believe are better because you learn from the truth. You learn from those cats that are real, man. You can take it all in.
I'm gonna bounce out because my phone gonna die. But I just want to say once again, it's a privilege and honor to be in such company as Mr. John Green Senior. Just said, you know, it is a pleasure and honor to know these type of artists and to know that they're genuine people and they'll give you advice, they'll listen to you, they'll talk to you on a level that is one that will be beneficial in the long run, if you will, as a young man on this panel, you know, and being celebrated and being the feature of this, to be in the company of the artist that you're in, is just a wonderful thing. And you know, Lady Flavor, I know this isn't about you, but on the real side, you know, you have done so much for all these artists that are on the line with you. You call us family, we call you mama, we call you sister, we call you friend. And I truly and honestly appreciate and honor the relationship that we have developed. We will continue to keep growing. The world, be on the lookout for all those that you hear tonight on Lady Flavor News. It is a pleasure to be here. And, you know, John, you'll get my morning message. Mr. Ferguson, always nothing but respect. Black Eyes, I hope you get an opportunity to connect with Felicia Lau. She's at Oberlin College right now down in Ohio doing a play, Raising in the Sun. I hope you guys get an opportunity to touch base. Kevin, you know, it's always good to hear your voice and always good to have you chime in. Miss Monica Monet, my favorite soul sister, and Madness, all the blessings, all the success, all the best. This is Jace E.K., Black Stack. I'm gone.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good night, man.
I love the way that brother comes. He drops it like it's hot every time.
you know the conversation that I have with Jace, and I'm sure he won't mind this. If, you know, his father passed a little over a year ago, and his father was one of those people that you walked into the room, you just knew that you were amongst greatness without him speaking. And when he did speak, there was such a wisdom about him. You know, it was just like, and I had met his father and his brother before I ever came to know Jace. And when you speak to Jace, and, you know, I guess, John, you get his morning emails, his morning text messages.
Every day.
He sends out these, like, blessings every morning, you know, of just uplifting, of motivating and stuff. And I said, Jace, you know, are you ready to step into the place of being the elder? And I think that not everybody is meant to be an elder.
Right.
But I will say, you know, without a doubt, everybody that is on this panel tonight with Madness, you are all elders. You all have that spirit about you. You know, you have life wisdom to share. And I think, you know, as I talk about the fact that it's my responsibility as a fan to help spread the word about who you are and what you do, I think that you as being the wise ones, you know, that have gone on before somebody like Madness, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing that tonight you shared, you know, your wisdom and your stories with him. And I thank you for that.
No problem.
We thank you for the opportunity, too. You know, we got nothing but big love for you.
Big love, big hugs.
Can we have a group hug? Actually, I really want that hug in person.
Hey, you know what? We're working on that. We are working on that. Believe me.
I'm so excited to even had, you know, decided to do this show tonight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It had been thrown in my ear a few times, like, okay, Artist Roundtable, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I just need to do it. And you guys have pleasantly surprised me, you know, honestly pleasantly surprised me that, you know, so many of you actually, you know, tuned in. And, you know, we've got quite a few live listeners that are listening in the wings. We've got a few people in the chat room.
All right, hey,
you know, and
all.
Now you could coin another word called flavor intuition. Because you said you should do it, and you did it, and it paid off. So there it is. Googleable.
It definitely paid off.
It definitely paid off.
You know, let me, before the show runs out, let me bring in another caller before the time runs out. So let's click on the line. All right, caller from the 503 area code. You're on the Artist Roundtable.
Lady Flavor, how you doing?
I'm very good. Who is this?
This is a very special guest that you haven't talked to in a long time. This is Rapture. How you doing?
Rapture. I'm very good. How are you?
Absolutely fabulous. Just actually filmed my first music video and submitted it to MTVU and actually right now for them. So, yeah, things are on the up and up for me right now as an independent artist.
Congratulations.
So Rapture is a rapper out of Portland.
Yeah, Portland.
And you know, and I had first met him years ago because he had a radio show on Blog Talk.
Oh yeah,
and
Green
so
Sun
that's
Radio.
So I first met him there. So that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Rapture, how long have you been at this game? Of what you've been
doing? I've been at this since the early 90s. I started out playing instruments. I play 11 different instruments, you know. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I play alto, baritone, tenor, and soprano saxophone by trade.
Wow. So do
I'm
you
a
play?
Guy. Alto, baritone, tenor, soprano.
So here I thought you was just a rapper.
Oh no! I make the majority of my beats, but then I also like to support other artists that's out there trying to do their career too. So, I like to mix it up.
Don't go on the app.
So you know, I'm not even going to talk about you when you dare, you know, respond to me when I reached out to you about coming to Portland.
Oh, well, see, the thing is, you know, I've been real busy. if I can't help myself, who else is going to help me, right?
I understand.
I look at it like that for artists, because a lot of artists is not out there trying to help themselves. They think because they rap, that automatically they're going to get a record deal. No, there's work and hard work, dedication and sweat and tears that go into this, you know? A lot of people sell you work tickets. Artists don't know that. You know? I've been sold so many different sob stories and people telling me they can give me deals and they want to put my album out. Man, I put out my own album and sold 3,500 copies on iTunes myself.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Nice.
No stress.
Yeah.
No,
I think you've got that hustler mentality, though.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been at it. I refused to put out a video unless it was a real video, you know, and I put out a real video. So it's on YouTube right now. It's been a couple of days. I got like 600 views.
Really?
Outstanding.
Congratulations. I'll have to go check it out too. Have you posted it on Facebook?
It's all over my Facebook page.
Okay. I'll have to go to your Facebook page and find it and check it out
and repost
it for you.
So, right on.
Yes, sir.
We need some advice, brother. There's a young brother online, aspiring entrepreneur, age, composer, producer, composer.
Rapper.
You drop some jewels on him. Oh, rapper. Yeah.
Right.
Singer. So drop a couple jewels on him while you're on the line, bro.
All right, so check this out. Let's see what I'm going to get y'all real quick. Okay, look. I'm hot, sicker than your average. Rappy on fire, I don't need a book of matches. I stay gassing, I'm so fly. Your girl got green thumb, tatted on her thigh. Gone off this purple bud, I'm so high. In the 503rd, it be cranking all night. I'm a certified pro, hear it in my lines. I'm bout my bread, see it in my eyes. Is it cause I count money? You're steady on the rise. Every time I turn around, niggas hating on mine. I'ma hit a couple million before I'm 35, pulling triple doubles on this game like my name was Clyde. Following my passion, swallowing my pride. Started with a couple nickels and I turned them into dimes. I ain't worried about yours, I'm trying to get mine. I ain't in it for the whip, I'm just in it for the ride. You feel me?
Yeah, you show up. What's up? Yes.
Your boy got swag. See, it's all about delivery. People don't realize that too. You gotta have delivery. You gotta have swag. You gotta know what you're saying. You know,
that's why I don't rap. I can only rap this. That's why. Seriously, that's the truth behind it. I can make that music, but, man, I can't rap. Look. It's that confidence to deliver it and make it believable. I lack that. So.
Make people feel it. I've been at this a long time, man, a long time. And I started off in a camp of 35 people, and I was on the back burner. So I just kept doing what I was doing. You know, that's one of them wolf tickets I was telling you I was being sold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, you learn, you live, you learn, you grow. You know what I'm saying? I plan on doing tour. I plan on getting out there. You know, I want some Wiz Khalifa money. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got a lot of money, but I want some of that money.
Right.
You know?
You right about that.
And I'm on the fast track up right now, you know? And that's my determination and out there networking. You got to meet people. People want to meet people. You know what I'm saying? Internet, face to face. You know what I'm saying? People want to meet people. You know?
Yeah.
So I mean that's really the basics.
No, and I agree. I think that, you know, when you reach out and you touch someone, you know, that's where it's really going to, you know, really happen. And you know, your best marketing tool is your fans, you know. So when you have those true believers in who you are and love and appreciate what it is that you're creating, not those that are just blowing smoke up your ass, because I'm sorry. There are some people out there who are not meant to do this. There just really is, in my opinion.
I don't care how much passion they have.
So not everybody's meant to do this, but when there is an artist out there that is deserving of the time and the attention, you know, your biggest, you know, marketing tool is going to be that fan. And that fan really impress upon them the importance of spreading the word. You know, impress upon them, you know, the importance of being willing to purchase your product. I think that's the other thing when it comes to certain arenas. I don't know if it's... You know, I've witnessed it mostly in the hip-hop community here. Everybody wants to get in free to a showcase.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
They want to be on the homie list. And it's like, okay, I
2301.
You know, I tell Jace, you know, with Black Stacks, and they're my group, I say, you know, and I'll buy. I've actually bought 3 copies of their album.
Right.
You know, and you know, all my kids and got them all. You know, but it's like, you know, I will financially support too, because I know that money is what is also going to help take you guys as independent artists to the next level.
Well, what an artist really needs, though, I mean, seriously, I mean, to be honest, work ethic. Your work ethic. Mm-hmm. Your work ethic got to be strong, and you got to stick to your word. So, like, because I got my own lab, I do everything myself. I learned that because I don't want to pay nobody to do nothing for me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If I can do it on my own. So when an artist comes to me and says, hey, you know what I'm saying, I want to come to your spot and I want to record, you know, I got a nice little booth. You know, so it's like, all right, cool. You can come record. That's cool. But then you don't show up.
Right. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That makes me not want to work with you ever again. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And because I take my craft seriously. Some people don't take their craft seriously like that. You know what I mean? So those artists like myself and other artists that are out there, like Prophecy. You remember Prophecy?
That's Prophecy in Michigan. Mm-hmm.
Dedicated. I mean, this is something that we live, breathe, eat shit 24 hours a day.
Right.
So, right. I mean, you got to have that kind of willpower to actually succeed in this business, you know. And unless you know somebody that knows somebody, that's the only other way you get known. You know?
Right.
And even then.
Do not pay to get on shows. Whatever you do, artists, if you're listening, do not pay to get on shows.
Right.
Because if they really want you, they'll pay you.
You're right.
I agree. I've been in this game 10 years plus, and I have never paid to be on a show in my life. And I didn't rock shows with Marcus Houston, Twista, The New Boys, you know what I'm saying? To name a few, you know what I mean? So, and I've never paid to get on a show. So artists, don't pay for it. Don't do it.
And you know what? Just to piggyback you on what you were saying about the work ethic, your work ethic has to be absolutely off the chain. If you can go in and you put 8 to 10 hours on your full-time job, if you have a full-time job, then you should be putting in even that much, either that much or that much more on what it is that you're doing. If you don't, if you don't go out there and you don't put it down for yourself, you're only going to put an hour here or 15 minutes there. What do you expect to get out of it? You can't expect much.
You got to
have that grind, man.
Right. But this is how you know you're good. When you can sit down and listen to a beat and have your whole 16 for the song done in like 15, 20 minutes. That's how you know you're good. And it's hot.
There you go.
Yeah. That's when you know you got it. That's when you're on that level that some of these other niggas is out there doing their thing. You know, and that's really need to start looking at your craft and pointing yourself in the right direction to take that step.
And that comes from time, putting in work. Because you know your equipment, you know your craft, you know your instruments, you know your voice, you know you, and you got the confidence to sit down and say, I know that I can do it like this, and know that it's going to be perfected, just like you said. But if you don't put that time in and your work ethic ain't crazy off the chain, guess what? You ain't going
nowhere. You ain't going nowhere.
That's real talk, you know.
You're going nowhere fast.
Right.
Well, you know, one of the
harder you work, the luckier you get, man.
Uh-huh. One of the conversations I was having with Cedric James today was, you know, being able to put an indie artist against the mainstream, and really not being able to tell the difference in the recording production.
Right.
And I'll be honest with you, you know, when I do my shows and see, I'm not here to necessarily play people who are perfect. You know, I believe that you can tell when somebody has a talent, even if it's not just ideally perfect, you know, and polished. Yet I definitely have learned to have an appreciation for those that, you know, that have just quality to their sound all the way around.
Well,
that is one of the things. Huh?
I said you got to put money into that. You know, if you're not willing to invest in you, how you expect a label to invest in you? If you can't invest in yourself, down in your quality, who else is going to invest in you? Nobody.
Right.
You know, that's what that all boils down to. You know what I mean? Like, I've been in the face of many people that are in the industry. You know what they tell me? Stay independent. Do your thing.
Right.
Get your money. And then when they come knocking at your door, then you're able to pull your own strings.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Because if you go begging to them, and they feel as if that is what you're doing, you're coming to them because you want them, then they automatically have the cards stacked in their favor. But like you said, when they come to you and say, hey, you know, we like what you're doing, now the leverage changes. And when the leverage changes, you know, it puts you in a position where you have to sit back and you have to remember to be humble and to be smart. And not to get cocky with yourself and be like, oh, they didn't came to me. I can do this. I can do that. Let me let you know for real, having been in that industry, they will shut you down so quick.
Oh, yeah.
They will blackball you.
They will blackball you.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I know.
They will blackball you. So But like you said, you know, once they come to you, if they feel that they want to come to you, then, man, the cards are on the table for you. Do your thing. I mean, enroll with it. Be happy, you know. But it's a whole nother show dealing with the record labels and the A&Rs and all of that too. But
And that line is starting to get a little more blurry and blurry every day because you got more people like you that's got their own labs and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And they're learning how to do this stuff, and they're learning how to make their own music sound real close to what's coming out these major record studios.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm almost there.
I myself am
almost there.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, a lot of us are getting there to the point where it's like, you know, wait a minute, this ain't as hard as I originally thought it was. Yeah, it takes a little bit of time to get down there and learn how each one of them buttons work what and all that. It takes time. It takes a lot of experimentation. But once you get it.
But you know what, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said the other day, there's a YouTube video for every
everything.
Everything on the planet. You want to learn how to make rainbow shots? Go to YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Go to YouTube.
You want to learn how to make a beat like Jack Roger? Go to YouTube. You want
to
learn how to build your own talk box, which I have done, and it does work.
Go to YouTube.
I feel you. Yep.
YouTube taught me how to use Pro Tools. YouTube taught me how to make my own graphic designs. YouTube taught me a lot of stuff. You know, you can learn. Everybody got how-to videos.
Yep.
You don't know how to
out there.
And it don't cost a dime. It don't cost a dime. So
all free.
Information is free, man. That's the problem with the youth today. They don't realize how to retain information. You know what I'm saying? As they get older, like I'm in my 30s, I ain't going to lie, but I'm marketable at like 25, 26. You know what I'm saying? I know how to retain information because I'm older now. You know what I mean? I see the game a whole lot more clearly than what I did when I was 18, 19, 20 years old. Everybody, because you want to be like, you want to be the next Snoop. You want to be the next 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying?
And
if you're retaining in the proper type of information to get your sound out there, to get your buzz out there, because you got to network. You got to get on sites like Reverb Nation. You got to be on Facebook. You got to be on Twitter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All the Tumblr, all these other different outlets that we have in the world. You know what I mean? You got to be on that. I'm on a lot of these sites, and I post all my stuff like every single day.
Right.
You know, stay in their face. And like when you're an artist and you out there and you in the public, nobody wants to see an artist that's all cocky and he thinks he's the shit, because that's not a true MC. You know what I'm saying? Get your cockiness on the mic. Get on stage, show your swag, and let them know you the shit on stage. But when you're in the fans and the face of the people, be humble, shake hands, kiss baby.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you know, one of the indie record labels that I'm very close with out in New York, we talk, you know, about the fact of why his artist is so successful and what he's doing. And, you know, he just breaks it down. I mean, it's the whole package, you know, from honestly, he says it's the way that Darian looks, to the way he smells, to the way that he talks and walks, you know, and dances, to performing, you know, his voice, you know, and everything that Darian's like, that whole package that it's even though it's a struggle and hard to get out there and market and you know, have those doors open, you know, Darian has had the doors open, you know, and, you know, he's been on BET 106 in Park. He's opened up for Mary J. Blige and Aruba, you know, and all of these things. And I've watched Darian's interviews. And I mean, he is. You watch him, you listen to him. I mean, the way he smiles, the way he engages the host. I mean, he is that whole package. And I think that's one thing that artists forget is you have to be able to, if nothing else, talk and be able to sell yourself. But be humble enough to where people want to listen.
Right.
So how am I doing so far? Am I selling myself yet?
Oh yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, look. See, you're speaking on the right level. That's you know, that's what we need in this game. People that
and guess what? They got YouTube videos on for that too.
Yeah, they are. You know.
Yes, they do. They have instructional videos up there on how to do television interviews, radio interviews. They got it all out there.
There's the YouTube and books, How to Make Friends and Influence People.
There you go.
All right, Dale Carnegie.
All right, now.
There it is.
All right. Hey, you know what? When you said that brought me back to what you said a little bit earlier about how nowadays they have the YouTube videos and all of that kind of good stuff. But back in the day when I first started, you know, they were still using chisels and tablets to get the information across.
Oh, yeah.
Carrier pigeons, yeah.
Okay. Carrier pigeons, you know. I think it was Kevin that said something to the effect, that you have to stand on the hill with the blanket and the smoke signals.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just those. you can actually just go out and, you know, look at these videos to learn how to walk, how to talk, how to chew your gum, how to do everything, and it's so specific how can you really fail? I mean.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
How can you fail? Because it's all out there.
Yeah.
You said earlier, though, that putting in that work is everything. I mean, I remember having my trunk full of singles in my Ford Granada and girls coming up to me being like, John Green, what you got? More music? Mm-hmm. And be like, well, sing a bar, too. Let me hear how it go. I remember on the spot, and these girls that I thought were fine as wine, and, you know, I was kind of nerdy. They'd be like, John Green, sing a couple bars, and let me hear how I go before I buy it. I ain't spending my $1.95 for nothing, boy. And
I'm thinking,
okay, everything was on the spot, you know. Drop me a couple bars right now. Let me hear how I go.
Right.
I'm like, okay.
Right.
And you do that 20, 30 times a day, riding around in my tight little Ford Granada, trying to sling that was the hustle. It was before everything where I could get on there on iTunes or SoundCloud or Promo FM. There wasn't none of that. There was me. I was Promo FM.
Oh, yeah. We got so many different outlets nowadays as artists. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But if people don't know how to use those outlets. That's all comes back to me retaining information. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
You got to know how to use these sites. You got to know how to appeal to people. If you're not being appealing and you're not like that mouth-watering caramel apple that these people want, these hungry fat kids want, then, you know, mm-hmm. they're not going to want you.
Why
settle for a bologna sandwich when you can turn yourself into a filet mignon?
You know?
I'm keeping it. That's how I feel, though.
That's it. That's bottom line of it.
I'm a humble ass artist. You know what I'm saying? Like I shake hands with everybody. I'm cool with everybody. Yeah. You know, there's not a lot of people that's like me out here in this industry. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I try to network with everybody. If you got an open verse, let me own it. You know what I'm saying? That's the guy I am. You know, I want to make your song hot. I want to make your song hotter than what it already is. Some people don't look like that. You know, they get all big-headed because they got a nice little single, and all of a sudden they want $200 a verse. I understand we all trying to get paid, but you're not Biggie. You're not Pop.
Right.
Yeah.
I know artists around the area like that, too. I mean, I wanted to get her on certain one of my songs, and I was told that I had to pay her a certain amount of money. I'm like, I got to pay you? I mean,
I only ask
for a dollar.
Yeah.
You give me a dollar, I'll play you.
I only ask for a soda. I don't ask much.
I'm on a dollar campaign.
I'll give you a dollar, and I'll send you two new singles, and I'll throw $2 behind that. How you like that one?
That's good. I'll work for me, too.
Hey, I'm happy now.
That's promotion. You know, if you want it, you got it. You know what I'm saying?
Especially if it sound anything, if it sound like what you just did,
my song is called Henny in My Cup, but I don't rap about nothing about Henny in my cup because I wrote the verses while I was sipping Henny, and I needed a hook, so I looked at my glass of Henny and I said, what am I going to call this song? And I called it Henny in My Cup.
Well, we might need some Henny after this conversation tonight. No.
Glass of Merlot.
But it's one of those songs that lets you see who I am. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
And that's the thing, because I speak on me and what I'm sipping on, what my favorite drink is, and this is what I wrote. That's what inspired me to write this verse. You know what I mean?
Okay. I hear you. Yeah. Hallelujah. So Madness, you really honestly called into a great show tonight because we've had some veterans for you, baby boy. You know, the rap scene to the jazz scene to the funk jazz scene to the soul scene, you know, to the pop scene. You know, we've had it all here tonight. So with that said, you know, what are your thoughts about what you experienced tonight on the Artist Roundtable?
I feel like I did something better than win the lottery. I mean, I just got so much out of it, you know. I learned so much I'm going to take with me, you know. So as I go, and I go record, I go out there, you know, I have a better head on my shoulder, you know. And then, I got limited resources out there, so, I mean.
Yeah.
But I learned a lot, though.
So do you have any questions that you want to ask any of the veteran artists that are on the phone?
Yeah, I have a couple. As far as, I guess, you know, those who have written, you know, composed actual songs. What's probably more appealing, you know, to the listener? Would it be the beat or would it be the melody?
It's neither of them. What's more appealing is you.
Just like if you had an air battery and a smoke detector.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going to be appealing to your fans is you. It's your beats are going to go play a big part in that, but it's you're selling yourself more than anything.
All right.
Know your music. Know what
another
you sound like. Know where you're best and where you're worst, man.
Another thing that you want to think about whenever you're doing any type of written lyrics, always have a strong hook line. You want your hook line to resonate into your fans' minds so that when they're walking down the street and they're just walking, they're singing your hook line. So now that means that you've gotten inside of their minds and you're ingrained in their minds. So if you're writing lyrics, have strong hook lines.
Because, you know, everybody leaving the show tonight is going to be singing Gravity.
That's
right. Yep. Yep.
No doubt. You'll never look at your
own
thing. And I'll tell you this. If you ever need a network, you want somebody to network with, I'm the dude to do it with. Because I work with you.
All right.
And same here. Black Ice will do the same.
Oh yes.
So you know, all of these people, Madness, are on Facebook and they're on my Facebook page as friends. So we've got Rapture out of Portland, we've got Skip Young, and Mark Tyree. They are Black Eyes, but you can find Black Eyes, and Black Eyes is BLAQUE, and then Ice is AHYS. So look up Black Eyes, and then you'll be able to connect with Skip Young and Mark Tyree. I was all excited because there was another Ohio number that was like, you know, listening, but they didn't raise their hand. So,
likely Muhammad. It was probably Muhammad.
So Muhammad Rashid is another member of Black Eyes. And then you've got John D. Green Sr. out of Michigan. You've got Stephen Jerome Ferguson out of Kansas. And then Monica Monet was on the phone with us. She's out of Jacksonville, Florida. And then Black Stax, you know, is right here in Seattle. So you can Google all of those names. You can, you know, look them up on Facebook and connect with them. And honestly, they are very sincere people, you know, and they are, you know, they're very much connected to me. You know, they're my biggest fans, and I'm very blessed to have them all in my life. And, reach out to them. Reach out to them, you know, because they're good people and they definitely, you know, would love to, you know, mentor you and answer any questions for you. And I'm sure that as I do the Artist Roundtables, they'll be regular, you know, participants in the Artist Roundtable.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, I enjoyed this a lot, though. I love this.
This was great. You know what? I had no idea what to expect. I mean, I knew that John and Jace, you know, were going to call in, and I had a sense that, you know, Mark would be calling in and stuff. But you guys are amazing. I just thank you so much for the love and support. Don't make
me
cry.
No problem. No problem.
No problem. No tears.
I do. I just,
definitely.
You know.
We just love you, Lady Flavor.
Right?
We just love.
Make for great.
I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for somebody to create, you know, that leopard song or,
Layla
song.
Or,
so,
that's
it hasn't happened yet, you know, and my birthday is just in a few days, you know, so it's like, come on, y'all. You all just
before,
need to get this together.
Before we get off of here, Clay,
mm-hmm.
we get off of here, I just want to send a very personal, special message to a very talented artist and a dear friend, Delon White.
Yes,
I waited
yes.
for you. We emphasis on we, my brother, waited for
yeah.
you all night long.
Yes.
Yeah, that would have been wonderful, you know, to have Delon on. He is
yes, it would.
Another artist who has been working really, really hard, you know, but he's got limited resources, you know, and things. And so it's, you know, that's what happens a lot of times with artists is not having that capability to take your craft to the next level because, you know, a limited resources. And, you know, and I'll be honest with you, that's what my goal and my dream is honestly, is to build this up so much as being, you know, the artist's cheerleader to being, you know, it appears it's meant for me to be a radio show host. You know what? I was called a radio personality yesterday for the first time. I was like, really? I'm a radio personality?
Really? Yeah, the first time?
It was
the first time.
And I had never thought of myself as a radio personality. I always called myself a host, you know, but I guess I kind of have a bit of a personality, huh? But
yeah.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
but,
I think
you know,
the bad.
Could you go take a bath?
Not yet.
No,
you can't take a bath with me just yet. No.
Oh, darn it. Darn it.
Again.
Like,
hey, Madness. Hey, Madness, you still there?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, hey, one thing that you definitely want to do, either go to Lady Flavor's page or to any of our pages, and definitely friend Delon. Definitely get with him.
Get Delon to cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is definitely on. He's on the scene, and he's got a lot of good information, and he's very personable, and definitely somebody that you would want to get ideas from. And he just like us, he'll share with you. And if it's something that he sees, you know, he's going to come at you cool. He's going to let you know, hey, you could probably try this, or what do you think about that? And you'll grow with him. So definitely when you get the opportunity to friend him.
The R&B hip hop connection, that's Delon, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
That's
and that
really
brother got a voice
to be a part of.
He has an amazing, amazing vocal range. His voice, I love that brother's voice.
The boy can sing. You hear me?
He
not sing.
Not sing. Not sing.
He sing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty lucky because, you know, there are times when Delon and I have, you know, long conversations and I just, you know, he'll sing to me. I'm like,
right.
Oh, my God. I'm like, yes, I love it when he sings to me. But, you know, honestly, Madness, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I will toot it right now. You connected with a pretty good person this morning on Facebook, my friend, you know, because
I mean, look
at the people that you got to meet tonight on the show, you know, and
these
are all people that I've been connected with, you know, I've been connected with them for a minute. Probably Rapture is the longest that I've known, you know, honestly, who's been on the air, because I think I met Rapture back in 2007.
Yep, it was 2007. That's when I had the bright idea that I couldn't get my song on the radio, so I created my own radio show.
Right,
and
through
Rapture,
I met
that needed to get stuff on. You know.
Yeah, and I met an amazing artist out in Michigan, Prophecy. You know, from Rapture here in Portland. You know, here on the West Coast where I am, I met Prophecy, and he's just this amazing big teddy bear, like 6'7" out there in Detroit just blowing it up with his, you know, his hip hop and everything. So,
with his,
I mean,
big boy swag.
Oh, yep, exactly, big boy swag. But you know, but the thing is that all the people that you have on the line that you've met tonight, they're just good people. You know, they're good people. They're genuine people, and they are just multi-talented. You know, they put a lot of hard work and sweat into what it is that they do. And, you know, and the reality is that it's paying off. And so that's what my goal is to find those avenues to help, you know, the artists that you met on the line tonight, you know, and others, you know, be able to take it to the next level. That people don't know what I do behind the scenes, you know, and it's like, you know, talking to movie people.
Yeah.
I'm now connected to, you know, two movie directors and stuff, and in talks, you know, about how to get the artist music into the movies.
Yeah.
You know, I'm meeting this Saturday with a 30-year veteran in the mainstream jazz radio game, you know, who's going to mentor me, and I'm going to join hands on another radio station on top of doing my own with him. And, you know, there's just so many things that I'm trying to do, and my biggest goal, if I could get everything else, you know, taken care of, you know, as far as making Flavor News and Flavor News Radio work, my biggest goal would be to really establish my Artist Grant Foundation, because I do realize that a lot of things don't happen because of the lack of finances. And,
right.
you know, I would really love to be instrumental in helping out some artists, you know, make some dreams come true. You know,
yeah.
so this is my goal and my dream, and I absolutely love this. I feel so very blessed for the artists that have called into the show tonight. I couldn't have asked for a better group of people, you know, to call in, and don't make me cry. And, you know, I'm a Cancer, you know, I get emotional, but I do. I feel so blessed. I feel so very blessed. And this has been amazing. I thank all of you. But you know what? I really thank you, Madness, because you started it all out tonight. You know,
I didn't even know I would. You know, I just wanted to call and see what it was about, you know.
That's what we call taking the first steps, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Step in, and, you know, if you don't take the first steps to get out, to meet people, and to network, then you're pretty much going to be shut down in your own little room. You got to go out there and rub elbows with people, talk to people, and you know, you have to get in the mix. And if you don't jump in with both feet, then, ooh-wee, you're going to be stuck in your room. So you took the steps, and you came in the right direction. You know, you got a lot of good people, you know, on air with you right now that will do everything that they can to help you get to where you want to be.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Those are the kind of people you want to surround yourself around.
All the time. All the time.
Oh, yeah, folks, yeah.
So, Madness, out of curiosity, by chance, are you on Reverb Nation?
No, I heard of it, but, you know, I got
to. That's a site you really should check out. You know, when you start to really record your work and you want to know what people think, you know, if you're willing to put yourself out there, Reverb Nation is a great resource, you know,
for seeing
yourself out
there. They have some great marketing tools, too, but they got some great tools for you to use.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, everything from newsletters, widgets, I mean, all kind of stuff you can use to promote.
You can even get on iTunes from there.
Yes, you can.
Yep.
Create your own electronic press kit. You can do your bio.
You can connect all your pages. You know, you can connect your Facebook, your MySpace, your Twitter, and all that. You go to Reverb Nation and update that one little update right there, and it updates everything at one
time
for you.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good
beautiful thing.
Yeah, I'll look into that.
Yeah, maybe the next artist roundtable we'll talk about like building the fan base, because you know I know Black Eyes really got, you know, some stories to tell about building the fan base.
Because
I don't think that Skip actually sleeps. I think, you know, he claims that. He claims to have a couple jobs. I don't know how he could really work, because I don't know how he works all the social networks and builds the fan base. But
hey, you know what? Hey, lady, I'm at work right now. I'm at work right now. I've been on the phone with you guys for the last 2.5 hours. So So I'm here to tell you, it can be done. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you got to have a
me too.
Right gig, you know?
Right there.
Me too. I've been at work for the past couple of hours myself, so.
Mm-hmm. Just got to have the right gig, that's all.
Yeah.
Okay, just blame it on me.
I did work to make beats.
Yep. You get in where you fit in, you know.
There
but
you go.
The thing is, you have to, like I said before, about your work ethic. Like,
mm-hmm.
when I get off from my regular job, my regular 8 hours or 16 hours, however many hours I pull, I dedicate no less than 8 hours to my craft and to my promotion and to everything that's associated with this group. And without that, you know, the fruit of my work shows in the amount of fans that we are able to manifest in the short amount of time that we've been out, the relationships that we are beginning and the relationships we have with radio personalities and with people who are in the industry that are now seeing, hey, these guys are serious. They are not playing. They're not half-stepping. But the only way that they could see that is through the fruit of your work. And if you don't put
right.
it in, you're not going to get anything. I remember years ago when I was younger, my dad used to always tell me, you get out of it what you put into it. So if you don't put nothing into it, you ain't going to get nothing out of it. You put a little in, you get a little back. You put everything in, you get it all back. And I'm now, you know, now that I'm older, I have seen that over the years, that there's a lot of truth to that. And as a young man, I speak these words into your ears. Jump in and do it. Just do it. You
got to
put that
bro.
Work back into it. Yeah, you got to have
oh, yeah.
a crazy work ethic. And if
just
you
call.
Do, I work two jobs and then I come home and record. And you know, that, in fact, I told the story earlier how I got my name Madness because I was on one of my jobs and I was really so in love with this track. And then someone, one of my coworkers said, yeah, Mark, are you in a state of madness? And the name sort of stuck because I'm very passionate about what I do. So, I mean, I've written songs while I'm working. I work as a floor tech and I'm buffing floors and I'm thinking of chord structures in my head. I mean, I'm just doing
right.
it without a piano in front of me, none of it. But you know,
that's cool though. That's cool. And as long as you keep that that passion is burning, man, you're gonna go far in this industry. It's no question. It's no question. The fact that you're on this call, that you initiated this whole thing, all the stuff that I've known throughout the industry, the time that I've been, you have helped me like to remember certain things that I kind of maybe lost a little bit of focus on. And that's beautiful, and I thank you, man. I mean, from the bottom of my heart.
You're exactly right, bro. Because sometimes we can
talk.
Lose track of that, and sometimes we need
sometimes
the young blood to come in there to remind us of it.
Exactly.
You know.
So, you know, I can't say thank you enough for you know for stepping in and to help recreate some of the things that haven't been touched upon before, not before, but in a long time. So, anything that you need from Black Ice. All you got to do is just holler, bro. And, you know, we'll do whatever we can to do.
Because I stay on the Facebook all the time. And, you know, I'll be recording. I'll be on the Facebook because I got a track recording, you know. But, you know, matter of fact, I'm in the studio right now.
Okay.
There you go. There you go. You the man.
Yeah. Yeah. And as soon as I can get to a computer, you know, we'll reach out to you. We'll hook up.
We'll definitely
hook up.
Madness, I'll go to your page and I'll suggest all the people that were
go.
On the phone
yeah.
On the line tonight and so that you can connect with them directly and definitely, you know, take them up on, you know, opening the doors for you to reach out to them. You know, they're good people and I know that when they say something, they mean it. You know, they've been that way with me. You know, they have been by my side. They have mentored me. You know, they have, you know, some of them have held my hand and listened to me cry. You know, so I'm very, very blessed to have, you know, these gentlemen, you know, in my corner. And I welcome, you know, to add you to that, too.
All right, for sure.
Yep, you're now family, man.
Yeah.
All right.
You in now.
Absolutely.
All right, baby brother.
Once you're in, you can't get out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to get out either.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, you all, I got to get off the call. So
okay.
I want to express my love to everybody in the family. And I'll be talking to you probably. I'll call in tomorrow. If you got something going on tomorrow, I'll be on the line listening. So,
all righty.
But I got to go. And thanks, lady.
All right.
Got much love.
All right. Thank you so much, Stu.
Be cool, brother.
All righty.
Yeah, I got to roll off here myself, guys. I got to.
Oh, look at the workroom.
About an hour
the man
before
decided
I get out
they needed to work, huh?
Yeah,
okay.
I got to make it look like at least I did something, you know?
All right, Stephen.
All right,
thank you so much for calling in, Stephen.
All right, guys. Y'all take care, and I'll holler at you later.
Have a good one.
All right.
All right. Well, you know, this has really turned into an amazing show. You know,
it was. It is.
John, way
yes,
better than what I had anticipated, huh?
Really? Yeah, but your instincts paid off again, so there it is.
Well, you know, it's a beautiful thing, you know, but I want to thank you so much, you know, all of you stepping up to be the elders tonight, you know, and spending your wisdom, you know, for madness, and not only for just madness. I think it was, you know, wisdom to share with each other, and especially
yeah.
for me, too, you know, because, you know, you may not realize that I do take notes and I do pay attention, you know, to what all of you say, and I learn and I grow every day, and I think that's the beautiful thing about, you know, being in the position that I'm in with all of you is that I learn and grow every single day, and this is what fuels me. This is what makes it very exciting for me, you know, to be Lady Flava and to wave my imaginary leopard pom-poms, you know, from Seattle and all of that. And, Rapture, it was a wonderful surprise to have you call in, darling, because it's been a few years since we've actually connected.
Yeah. Like I said, I've been on my hustle. I've been sponsored for the last couple of years.
Okay.
You know, I went and got sponsored by Boost Mobile, so I've been sponsored for the last
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So
Will you definitely have to send me some radio-friendly tracks?
Oh, yeah,
you know,
I got you. I got those, too.
We put, you know, them radio-edited things, you know. Okay, can I tell you something? I don't even know what made me – well, okay, I know what made me think of this. Now, there's an artist over in London that, you know, I really try to support, and she has an amazing voice. She has a song out, and please forgive me for talking about you, Sophia May, but I'm talking about you right now. She got a song out that's something like I Don't Give a Shit or something like that, right? I think that's the title of it. It's got shit in there, right?
Right.
So she sends me the track. Okay, y'all know I'm not going to play that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So for some reason she must have felt that vibe all the way over there in London. And about, 30 minutes later I got a radio edited version.
Nice.
Do you know how dumb that song sounds now, radio edited?
Yeah, with no.
Because shit is said so many times in that song that it's like, I don't give a you know, it's like, it's kind of like a noise or something.
Uh-huh.
Every
That's
time.
Like I got a messed up CeeLo song.
I'm like, that is just the dumbest sounding thing I have ever heard. And I really think that maybe I should send her a response and let her know that don't work. But so thanks, Rapture. When I, you know, it just brought that to mind when I said radio friendly.
You know, I got you. You know, I got you. I got stuff actually playing in Texas right now on the radio, so I got
mm-hmm.
you. I'll sing some of my more women targeted songs. You know, I don't call them bitches and hoes and nothing like that. It's all, you know, it's respectable. I'm trying to bring the love back into hip hop.
Okay. I'll let you know if I feel the love when I hear the pieces.
Oh, I got you. I got you. I got your back like your jacket, you feel me?
Okay, so you heard what Rapture said, right? You heard what Rapture said. We're going to see, huh?
I got your back like your shirt on right now. You want radio edit? I got you.
Uh-uh.
I got the perfect song for you, too. I got one. I got two radio phone songs for you.
Is it called She Loves Leopard Print?
No, but if you want that to be the name of your theme song, I can make that happen.
See? Okay, watch Rapture beat out all y'all.
Oh,
I personally would
all right,
love
Mark.
To see it and hear it.
That sounds, you know,
better get
I've been
the composing
somebody.
In the bathtub. You know, we need a leopard print, or you know, we need a you know, flavor, you know, something, because you know,
yeah. We need some tangas.
You know, as I said several times during the show, my birthday is in a few days,
yeah,
so y'all have to
wow.
get at it tonight.
Yep. Well, I'm gonna say good night now. I got an early set call tomorrow.
No, you have to go in the studio, John, and write something about leopard print.
You know what? In order for me to make the set call that I need to make tomorrow, I still got 4 hours to get in tonight, remember? So I got to get on it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right. All right. I'll forgive you. That's all right. So, you know, Wednesday, July 6th, I'm starting a topic open mic.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to select a topic and just know. One of these Wednesdays is going to be leopard print, the topic.
Okay. Okay.
So we can rap, tell a story, sing, create a song, Mark, that's called
leopard
print.
Jokes?
Okay.
You know,
no
as
problem.
Long as it's clean, yeah, leopard print jokes.
I know somebody who could really make something nice for them. Good night, Flavor. Peace, everyone.
All right, good night, John.
Man,
good night.
Keep on keeping on, bro.
All right, for sure, for sure.
Well, you know, we have gone 45 minutes over, you know, the live recording. You know, it, as you know, it is still recording into the archives, which is, you know, just wonderful for me, which is fine. But you know what? You know, unfortunately, Rapture, I don't have any of your music to play because I would love to be able to play something of yours. So you definitely need to... to send me some tracks, you know, since you got me. And,
yeah, I'll get on that ASAP. As soon as I get off this phone, I'm going to get on that.
Okay, so radio at flavornews.com.
Okay.
So send me some tracks there, and I would love to have you and to be able to share you on my shows. But I'm going to play a piece. Let me scroll up. To, you know, play, you know, one of my favorite pieces because, you know, I have several of them. But we still have Mark Tyree on the line from Black Ice out of Ohio.
I'm here.
And this is one of their award-winning songs. It is also the, I believe, title track to a film. Correct, Mark?
That's right.
Boys Pull Your Pants Up. All right, so I'm going to play Boys Pull Your Pants Up by Black Ice out of Ohio.
Yay.
Whoever said I wasn't soft and take precaution, it's a hold up. Seems to be the weakest, it's beneath us, pull your clothes up. Be that in the history, ain't a mystery, cause you play my piece, respect is from the shoulders. It ain't over, now you're facing me. Yeah, I'm on the edge, I'm feeling fed, finna break you off. My salad is my palate, feeling managed, so you think I'm soft. Dagger through your atom, I do damage, ain't my dream void. Knowledge for my scholars, cause we got a lot of penguins. I think about my kids, be with me, split your wig. Can't pretend to say one day, guess you might not get the Tim. Caught up in the system, can't be twisted like in prison. Ain't no need to see your swag if you keep it clean and crispy. So listen with that mad dog, let's call for your draw. Cat and be about the struggle, can't be subtle, so just fall back.
Man, if our ancestors could see us now, they'd be turning in their graves.
Children of the Most High, hear your ancestors cry. They didn't go to their grave to see us return to be slaves. Marcus Garvey would cry. Why die?
society's ease. Come on, boy, let's show the world. You got culture, you got fear. Don't buy, don't buy these lies. So why die? Don't buy, don't buy these lies. Pull your pants up, pull your pants up.
Hear Miss Monica Monet out of Jacksonville, Florida, you know, and it just, I just kind of wanted you to get a sense of the caliber of artists that you, you know, you spent the last, actually, almost 3 hours with on the air.
Don't forget our next CD coming soon.
Right.
And next Deep Sea will be first.
And Deep Sea is one that we really want to pay attention to, you know, because Mark is, that's Mark's piece.
Yeah, I had that piano standing on its feet.
Yeah, I keep hearing about it. I keep hearing about it, so I can't wait to actually experience it. But gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. This really honestly turned into an amazing time for me, you know, and I hope it was for you too. And I'm so glad that I decided to do an artist roundtable tonight. You know, it's been
actually a few months since I
have done one, and Mark and Skip, you've never experienced an artist roundtable with me, huh?
This is my first. Excellent.
It was good.
I was sitting here being quiet because I was just, well, my mouth was on the ground. It's like, wow. The whole experience
for me. Your mouth was
on
the ground?
Well, here you go. Well, for me, you know, everybody is we're all veterans. I'm a veteran to a point. You know, I used to be a performer, so some of this stuff is sort of still sort of new to me. So although our young, I'm blocking because now I'm on the spot. What's his name again?
Madness.
How could I forget Madness? Sorry, Madness. I didn't mean it. But I feel like you're like the youngest in the age, but I'm young too because I have not been a professional performer for. I've been a musician all my life, but I haven't had to be a professional performer. So just hearing everybody tonight is special. It's good. It's very good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's very
and
cool,
I do have some stuff online too. It's on my MySpace page, some old work I did.
Okay.
So once I
connect you with all the people that were on the show tonight, then, you know, you can definitely direct them where they can go check you out more.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so this has been wonderful, you know, and Madness, this is all because of you, my friend.
I know, man, you
got this started, you know. So, you know, yeah. I appreciate you being kind of willing, you know, to be the feature on, in a sense, on the show tonight and, you know, allowing the elders to share their stories and to share of yourself. And, you know, I have to commend you because you did a very good job.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. You inspired
definitely.
Me.
Right,
and that's not
name
easy
game.
To
we
do.
All inspire each other.
All right.
There you go.
Yes, we will.
There you go. And I'll be much more inspired when I hear something Leopard Print or Flavorful, you know.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, and I will tell you that, you know, I'm not a poet, but I am really trying hard to attempt to write a piece for the open mic on Wednesday, you know. So
really?
I plan on actually spitting a piece my own self.
Okay, come on now.
So y'all have to, you know, come and root me on because I'm going to attempt this.
Lady Flavor's Flavor. I like that.
Yeah, I have one piece. I call it my only piece. I do have other pieces that I've attempted, but I have one that I'm just kind of proud of. So if I just don't, you know, if I don't finish this piece, because it has, you know, words to it already, and if I don't finish that, I'll just read my signature piece that I've had for years since I had my actual coffee shop. So anyway, you'll have to definitely tune in on July 6th for Step to the Mic on Flavor News Radio.
All right.
But I'm not sure what show I'm going to do tomorrow night, you guys. You know, I just kind of think about it in the morning, but for sure Saturday I'll be doing a...
Hello? 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 What the heck happened? What happened? Hello? It sounds like we're on the phone, but we lost her.
did she get disconnected or something?
I don't know. They must have been having some kind of computer problems because I couldn't get on. I had to call in order, you know. But listen, I'm going to go too. It's been very nice meeting you.
You too.
And the talk, and like I said, it's been like phenomenal for me because like I haven't really been a performer, and I mean it's going to be a whole, everything is sort of new to me, so I've been sort of reveling, and I've been real blessed to be with Skip and Muhammad, and we have some people that are like coming and going with our group and stuff, but I mean we started out at zero a year and 4 months ago, and we have 30,000 plus fans now.
Whoa.
Yeah. And people are asking to book us, and we're like, okay, we'll be cool, you know.
Yeah.
But it's been a phenomenal. It's definitely done something for me and my confidence as being a musician. And you know, because if this is your absolute first time being on the show,
oh yeah.
Well, see, I've been on there about four times. The first time I was very